This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
Being asked to pay your fair share isn't class warfare. It's patriotism.
Newark, New Jersey Mayor Cory Booker rallying Democrats who embrace the middle class and the First Lady at their convention last night. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, live in Charlotte.
First Lady Michelle Obama reminded voters here last night that despite the hard times the nation is facing, that
change is slow and it never happens all at once, but eventually we get there. We always do.
And she drew applause as she described herself as the mom in chief. She made no mention of Mitt Romney, but Democrats who spoke before her did, like former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland.
Mitt has so little economic patriotism that even his money needs a passport.
And we'll hear from former President Bill Clinton, who headlines the convention here tonight. Dave?
Now, Jeff, Republicans keep attacking the president over high unemployment and U.S. debt hitting $16 trillion. GOP VP nominee Paul Ryan will be rallying again today in Iowa. Then he'll fundraise in Utah as Mitt Romney does debate prep in New Hampshire. In Vermont. A week after Isaac flooded parts of Louisiana, fewer people are in shelters, down to about 600. Just 36,000 are without power, and schools have reopened, but there's a lot of damage being cleaned up.
I've been in Colorado whitewater rafting. That's how the water came in here. Unbelievable.
He owns a restaurant he hopes to reopen next week. Nearly 100,000 people have filed claims in Louisiana for aid or home repair. And there's watching Leslie in Bermuda, a tropical storm bearing down on the island. It could be a hurricane in a day or two. In Montreal, police say they don't know why a masked gunman walked into a midnight victory rally for Quebec's new premier and began firing. One person in the audience was killed, another wounded, and that gunman was caught after running outside. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov, the answers start here.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com.
AJ here from the Tee It Up Show. Tune in every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. 2 hours of golf talk on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Celebrating 11 years, the Tee It Up Show continues to bring you fresh PGA Tour live reports to one-on-ones with Hollywood's most passionate golfers. So start staying in the know with the Tee It Up Show Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 a.m., live right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Zwirneman Flooring, Hargrove Insurance, and Subway. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Do you remember the Minnesota September?
It's Subway's birthday, and everyone's celebrating with their $5 footlong faves. Many of the subs you love, like the Italian BMT, turkey breast, egg and cheese, and more, are $5 footlongs September only. Join the sub prize party at Subway.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Additional charges for extras plus taxi. Stores for $5 footlong selection. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Howdy, Aggieland. You've chosen the best university for your mind. Now you need to choose the best health club for your body. Aerofit Health and Fitness has been chosen the best of the Brazos for 10 years. Here are just a few of the reasons Aerofit has been voted best health club. Aerofit has 4 locations to better serve you. Aerofit now has 2 express locations offering you 24/7 availability so you can work out when you need to. Aerofit offers you full service fitness with swimming, basketball, tennis, and racquetball, plus a nursery for the kids. Aerofit has the best personal training staff. Aerofit offers the best in group exercise such as Zumba, Pilates, and studio cycling. Aerofit is not overcrowded. Why should you have to wait for your workout? And Aerofit has plenty of parking. Call, click, or come by today or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and request more information on all of Aerofit's great facilities and services. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A brush fire Labor Day afternoon that was unattended for a short time resulted in threatening homes east of Bryan. Precinct 3 Volunteer Fire Chief Gerald Burnett reminds rural property owners to have someone on the scene with a water source.
What I've noticed myself on my place even this year is that this tree's continuing to die from last year. So you don't know how fast the fire is going to get away from you until you light it. So I encourage people just use a lot of caution. Always report the fires if they're going to burn them and put them out when they're done.
Burnett says it's not a requirement to give advance notice, but it could prevent problems if the controlled fire becomes out of control.
Call our dispatch center, 361-3888. It puts the landowner or the person burning in a lot better position with the fire department, and I believe it puts them in a better position liability-wise because they're showing some due caution when they're actually burning.
Burnett says one of his volunteer firefighters was treated at the scene of Monday's Riley Road fire for an eye injury caused by a hot ember. A Bryan man is in the Brazos County Jail accused of giving an inmate 2 cigarettes. Sheriff Chris Kirk says that led to the discovery of more contraband in the visitor's car.
It was there that we discovered some substantial controlled substances, 1.32 grams of crystal substance that is believed to be methamphetamines. And then some pills.
The sheriff says another inmate also provided information in their investigation.
We do have the inmate behavior management process where we actually develop relationships and treat inmates in a manner that they do often share with us information that is helpful.
Kirk says the original incident took place in an older part of the jail where female inmates and their visitors face each other through a window. The visitor, 35-year-old Jose Mireles, remains jailed. New charges are pending against the inmate, 35-year-old Heather Ragsdale O'Brien, who is being held for violating her probation. College Station police are prepared for this weekend's A&M home football game. Officer Phil Dorsett says that includes their presence in the newly remodeled Northgate District.
We know people will be up there having a good time and just kind of want to remind everyone to, like you said, take it slow, you know, drive cautiously because there's going to be a lot of guests here who probably don't know their way around, and especially going to the new conference, just kind of a whole new group of people we're expecting, and a lot of them. So we look forward to it being a good time, but we know that ultimately we'll probably have some issues, and we're going to be ready for that.
Subject to city council approval, next year the police department could have more officers dedicated to the Northgate area. And the Brazos Animal Shelter has a new name.
We are, yes, Brazos Animal Shelter, formerly, now mm-hmm. Aggieland Humane Society.
Okay.
So you will actually, even if you put in our website, BrazosAnimalShelter.org, you will be redirected to
okay.
AggielandHumane.org.
Okay.
There are some things we're still working on the website, so we know there's a couple of links that didn't exist. So
okay.
Bear with us.
Leah White says shelter volunteers will man a booth at this week's Brazos Valley Fair and also be ticket takers. The shelter is located east of the Expo Complex on Leonard Road. And a new list by researchers at Texas A&M paints a frustrating picture of some of the state's most congested highways. TSN's Jared Allen has that story.
Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, and Austin are all home to some of the worst bumper-to-bumper traffic in the state, according to a new list by the Texas Transportation Institute. Researcher Tim Lomax explains why people along our particular highway, like this year's 35W in Fort Worth, should not want to be there.
Top of the list is usually one where there's a lot of suffering going on in the morning and the evening and the middle of the day.
Part of the LBJ Freeway from 35E to the North Central Expressway is the second on the list. Houston's North Freeway, I-45, is third, and 35 through downtown Austin is fourth. Number five is Dallas's Woodall Rogers Freeway. In Austin, Jared Allen, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 75 degrees. We'll have more news at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When it comes to taking care of your vision, you want a name you can trust. I'm Chase Murphy, and when it comes to my eyes, the only name I've trusted for more than a decade is Texas Regional Eye Center. That's because Drs. Wuthrich, Perkins, and Riggs understand that your eyes are your window to your world, and they want to make sure your world is as clear as possible. Texas Regional Eye Center offers complete eye care no matter what your needs. If you need glasses, Texas Regional Eye Center can handle the exam plus lenses and frames all in-house. They can take care of you with contact lenses or cataracts. You know, I'm a huge fan of LASIK eye surgery. My world has been crystal clear for a long time because of Texas Regional Eye Center and LASIK. They can do the same thing for you and even offer interest-free financing for up to 24 months. Texas Regional Eye Center is also the only local eye care facility offering everything you need for LASIK. Find out more about how Texas Regional Eye Center can help you. Call 774-0498, 774-0498, or log on to texasregionaleye.com.
Hey, it's 611, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years, called Charles Culver, at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Large area of high pressure covers the Gulf and eastern Texas as well as the Gulf Coast. Temperatures will continue to run very, very warm for this time of year. Sunshine and close to 100 degrees this afternoon. Clear overnight, 75 to 80. More sun tomorrow. Highs will be around 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Mostly sunny on Friday with a high close to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Good morning. I'm Steve Miller. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from A&M head coach Kevin Sumlin. He met with the media yesterday as the Aggies get ready to take on Florida this Saturday at Kyle Field. Plus, the NFL starts the regular season tonight, and the Dallas Cowboys are the game tonight.
Oh, man, that is just awesome. Yeah.
Are you making plans? Over?
Sure. That'll be great.
Are you going to make us some taco salad, Scott?
Probably not.
I wish you would.
Okay. I'll bring the leftovers back tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be just dance. So, wow, it's the Cowboys. I think I have a story about that. Don't they have some big pregame celebration NFL
thing? The Giants, won the Super Bowl. They're going to introduce all sorts of people in the pregame and do a big pump and circumstance.
That'd be great.
Will get started about 9:30.
Yeah, I thought they had like musical guests or something.
I'm sure. Blow the roof off the place.
Yeah, well,
it's New York.
After all, yeah, the greatest city in the world.
Yeah, they play in New Jersey.
They do.
Other than BCS, of course.
Yeah. So now, big kickoff at 2:30-ish on Saturday for A&M football. Now, Kat, what you may not know is that Steve doesn't work on his tan during the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Because he goes ahead and just takes care of that the first few weeks of football season. He basically spends all his Saturdays outdoors.
Now, you know, tanning's not good for you. I do have some SPF 45 that sucks the tan out of your body.
There
you
go.
Prefer to borrow some.
Do that. He's Steve, what is your basic title or area of responsibility on game day?
Oh, I handle things that are going on outside the stadium a lot until the game starts.
Right.
I would call it a starter burn.
So when you say going on outside, does that just mean hanging out in the free beer and food tent?
No, it's actually making sure that everything is in line and as it should be around the food and beer tents.
Okay. Exactly.
That sort of thing.
Right.
Causes him to pretty much be outdoors all the time. That's why he loves a 2:30 kickoff in September.
Well, I do like those because that means it's over around 6 or 6:30.
Yeah. Well, that's why we even like those 11 o'clocks better.
I'm a personal fan of those.
Yeah.
Fans hate them. But,
yeah.
I like them.
But what does that matter? Who
exactly.
cares what the fans want?
It's all about you.
That's it. The 11 o'clock kickoffs are wonderful because then you still have a day
exactly.
when that's done. So some universities are requiring student athletes to install spyware on their Facebook, Twitter, and other social media accounts.
Yep.
What kind of spyware?
Well, I'm about to tell you. The monitoring systems notify athletic authorities if the students use words that have been listed as potentially embarrassing, like panties, nicknames for drugs, and really most importantly, names of sports agents.
That's never good.
Yeah, because you don't really want your junior star for Saturday afternoon talking about what agent he's been chatting with, because that would be a violation. And then, of course, I guess there's a little concern when you start talking about panties and drugs as well. But nonetheless, now you seem to have a knowing that's correct. Is that something that?
No. I mean, I think there is a there's a big concern about what's going on the on student athletes' Twitter accounts and Facebook pages. And there are coaches, there are officials who are monitoring those things. I mean, you've unfortunately, they say you've got to know everything about your student athletes.
And, so it's a little more than getting to class, in other words.
Oh, yeah. There's just one more element that you've got to do. I mean, technology is changing, and that's just part of the deal.
And somehow
it's better than the alternative.
Yes, yeah, somehow, some way, those 18 to 21-year-olds seem to pick up on that new technology pretty quickly.
Well, sure. Indianapolis is nice this time of year, but there's no reason to go.
To be where the NCAA is, folks.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
Of course, if you do a really good job, they'll come down and see you.
Oh, yeah, that's always fun.
That's the plan.
Get the CVB to get a gift basket together.
Sure. Let us save you a trip. Let us just come on down.
Yeah.
How's that?
Thank you.
We'll look around, see if we can find anything of interest.
Holiday.
Yeah, exactly. Good morning meeting.
On the next Dr. Oz, one full hour of Dr. Oz's best advice ever, from anti-aging to weight loss.
These people ate less and actually lost weight.
The biggest.
These are easy little nudges.
The best. Over 50 of Dr. Oz's all-time greatest hits. If you watch one show this year, this is it. Plus, how you can win almost $1 million in Dr. Oz giveaways from home.
Dr. Oz, weekday afternoons at 4 on KXHD. When you need weather on the go in the Brazos Valley, download the KX Weather app on your smartphone. View your local radar. See not just 7 days, but 10 days out with KX Mobile 10-Day Forecast. Plan hourly. Get instant weather alerts when severe weather hits. And keep up or share your thoughts with KX Chief Meteorologist Jared Pleshnik on the KX Weather Blog. Get access to all the weather information you need to start your day. Only from KX HD News.
618, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's National Apology Week.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, why?
Well, just all the things you have to apologize for.
But also today is Be Late for Something Day. So, you know, if you're celebrating that today.
Good thing all of us are here.
Yeah, we did our part. And also it's Cheese Pizza Day.
Now that sounds like a good day.
Yeah,
I'll celebrate that.
Good start, yep.
Why does cheese pizza need its own day?
Well,
it deserves its own day.
But, you know, I think like last week we had Raspberry Tart Day. So, I mean.
Yeah, like something frilly like apple turnovers
there
or something. At least cheese pizza, you know, is delicious, slathered in ranch dressing.
Well, you know, ranch dressing is a whole other food group.
What?
It sure is.
Everything but donuts. All right. Go ahead. What do you got for birthdays?
We do have birthdays.
Yeah.
Comedian Bob Newhart, 83 today.
Wow, goodness.
You know, he's been on shows that all include his name.
Yes, that's true. Done pretty well.
Carol Lawrence is 80.
Yeah. She's not playing anywhere. I don't know. She may be in Branson. I'm not sure.
A hotel lounge somewhere.
Where the old people go. Yeah.
William Devane is 73.
Now, just to show you. Okay. Now, William Devane, he's had a body of work, right? I mean, he's done some stuff.
Yeah, all over the place.
Okay. This little service here says William Devane, and then, of course, in parentheses, for those who wouldn't know, he, of course, was the president in The Dark Knight Rises.
Okay.
See,
pay no attention to that other 35-year career that he's had. He was the president in The Dark Knight.
I like the way that Steve Miller does the birthdays. I did notice yesterday that he always, like, explains who the people are.
Yeah.
And not everybody does that.
That's true.
So I appreciate Steve Miller.
There you go. All right.
That's because I don't know half of them.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, some of us also might not know most of them, but they don't necessarily say it on the air.
Well, Carol Lawrence was married to Robert Goulet at one time, okay? But, of course, he's dead and doesn't care anymore, but nonetheless. All right, go ahead.
Actress Raquel Welch is 72.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
You may know her from the poster in Shawshank Redemption in the cell.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And I think she was in 1 Million B.C., which was a pretty interesting.
There's no reflection on her age.
Not at all.
Is that the same? Is that that Ringo Starr caveman movie?
No, that, I don't think so. That was, well, maybe. I'm not sure.
I can't remember the name of that movie.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
All right. And?
College Football Hall of Famer Jerry Levias is 66.
Wow.
And actor Michael Keaton is 61. Batman.
Real name Michael Douglas.
No, it's not.
It is. That's his real name. He had to change it.
Because there's already
one. There was, would have been really? Confusing. Yeah.
Well, that I did not know. That is fascinating.
There you go. That's why you listen.
Well, I enjoy Michael Keaton from Mr. Mom.
I thought Michael Keaton was a good Batman, and of course he was in one of my favorite movies, Beetlejuice.
No, that's another good
one. I've never seen that movie.
Really? You ought to see that. That's
I just know the cartoon looked creepy when I was a kid. It gave me the creeps.
Well, guess what? I mean, that's exactly how he looked in makeup. So, I mean, that's that was a very true representation of what he was. So it was, and if you'd like to see what Alec Baldwin looked like when he was about the third the size that he is now, because that was a skinny Alec Baldwin. It's like the fat Elvis and the skinny Elvis. That was the skinny Alec Baldwin. So there you go.
Oh, did you want some more?
If you got some more. You got
sure,
any more?
We can offer you another one.
All right, sure.
One of the children from Sound of Music, actress Debbie Turner Larson, who was Marta, is 56.
Oh, that should have been a cat trivia question. Yeah.
Oh, dang it.
That's all right.
That's
we
okay.
We were so close.
Yeah.
The rest of them are pretty weak on my list.
Al Stewart, 67, did Year of the Cat and some other stuff. Dweezil Zappa's 43.
Dweezil?
Yeah, Dweezil's had to deal with that name for all of...
Who is Dweezil Zappa?
He had a rough time in junior high,
yeah,
whoever he
is. Yeah, be Frank Zappa's child. Yeah.
Is this other kid Moon Unit?
That's correct. Listen to you. Wow. Loudon Wainwright III is 66. He had that song, Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road. You ever heard that?
I have heard that song.
Okay, well, that's the guy.
My mom hates that song.
Well, there are a lot of people who probably do. Kathy Guswhite, who is the cartoonist for Kathy, is 62. All right. There were a couple of more there.
Yeah, that was a good, nice contribution.
Kathy Guswhite, there's some fun people today.
Doing what we can.
The global
right.
economy hits FedEx. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. FedEx issued a profit warning saying earnings over the last 3 months were weaker than expected. The package delivery giant said a sharp drop in global manufacturing activity is weighing on its numbers. FedEx and United Parcel Service are considered economic bellwethers because of the range of products they transport. Both companies have been hit by the global slowdown and tougher competition from ocean freight as shippers look for cheaper ways to transport goods. Amazon is turning up the competitive heat on Netflix with a new licensing deal with Epix that will bring more popular movies to the Amazon streaming service. Amazon moved quickly. An exclusive streaming deal between Netflix and Epix expired just 5 days ago. The new deal means films like The Avengers and The Hunger Games will be available to Amazon Prime subscribers. 3M dropped its plan to acquire Avery Dennison's office and consumer products business. Stock market futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Team Obama, politically, they can't answer that question because it's grounded in some fundamental truth. that we are not better off. That's the simple answer. And the real answer reflects really poorly on them and their broken promises and their lofty promises. And they said they'd fix this. They said they'd cut the deficit in half. They'd create millions of jobs. The stimulus would save us and everybody would be back working. So now they're faced with a really bad choice. Either go out there, lie to the American people, and insist something that is obviously not true is true, that we're better off 4 years ago, despite all the reality to this, or insist we're not better off, but we'll make it better.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's summer, and while the temperatures may be way up, mortgage rates are way down. In fact, an 8-year mortgage loan is just 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Jay Farner here, folks, and I've got more amazing news for you. We've found that a traditional 30-year fixed-rate mortgage isn't right for everyone. Sound like you? Then you're going to love the Quicken Loans exclusive Yorgage, a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. Your mortgage on your terms, that's the Quicken Loans Yorgage. The name sounds funny, but it's going to save you money. Call 888-800-4556 or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, but right now, and find out if our Yorgage is right for you. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to help you. Call 888-800-4556 or go to quickenloans.com and see why we're engineered to amaze.
Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Okay, how about hot? Yeah, about 102 is what they're telling us. 102 for a high today. Same thing for tomorrow, and we'll be over 100 on Friday as well. Low temperature each night around 77 or so. It cools down a little bit on Saturday, it looks like. A 30% chance of showers and a high of only 91. We're not there yet, so let's see what happens. Right now, humidity is 90%. Winds are from the south at 5, and we have 77 degrees out there. Hey, David Gardner's is celebrating September as Rolex Service Month. What that means is an opportunity for you to protect your investment and your Rolex watch. Now, you can do that anytime, but here's what's special. For the month of September, you receive a $100 David Gardner's gift certificate if you for your next purchase on David Gardner's, if you'll come in and have your watch serviced. There are a lot of reasons that you should have it serviced at David Gardner's. Now, because this is a fantastic timepiece, and it takes a special individual to be able to do the service on it, a lot of folks have gotten used to, if they bought their Rolexes someplace else, knowing they had to send it off somewhere. I think Dallas is the nearest place. Well, that's not the case here in Bryan College Station, because Jerry Zerbe is one of the best. He has a number of Rolex. They're a small number of Rolex certified jewelers here in Texas, and the fact that we've got one in Bryan College Station is pretty cool. Got over 20 years experience. So you can drop your watch off there and let Jerry get that thing checked out, make sure it's working as it should. You really are basically protecting your investment. So September is Rolex Service Month, and stop in and take advantage of that. And again, for the month of September, you'll receive a $100 David Gardner's gift certificate for your next purchase at David Gardner's Jewelers. They're located at 911 University Drive in College Station.
People don't like to be sold by a salesman. But if you can't use salesmanship, how do you get people to buy your products and services? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite, or call 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelite.com.
If you have too much credit card debt, there is help. Family Financial Education Foundation is a nonprofit agency that has helped thousands of people get out of debt. They'll negotiate with your creditors and get you lower interest rates, lower payments, and stop the collection calls. They're nonprofit, so they're here to help you, not gouge you. Call now, 888-789-4173, 888-789-4173, 888-789-4173. Not available in all states. The very best way for organizations to sell people on their products and services has never changed.
We want people to feel like they are finding us coming our way of their initiative, rather than feeling like they are being hunted down, hit over the head with a club.
Dan Kennedy, author of the book No BS, Trust-Based Marketing, says people don't like being sold by a salesman, and they have a way to identify a salesman when they see one.
Which is generally as scary to them as a bear in the woods. They have a way to identify an expert, and we want to be careful to present ourselves in ways that allow them to identify us favorably. So, for example, salespeople have brochures. Experts have books. If you want to offer something free, you don't want to offer a brochure, you want to offer a book.
Dan consults a group of high-end financial advisors.
And when they all came to the first meeting, the first page of their fancy pants brochure has all the awards they've won, you know, top producer of the month. And my comment was, that's the last thing you want to show to a client. Not only does it identify you as a salesman, it identifies you as a good salesman. I mean, if I go to buy a car, I want to go into the cubicle where the car salesman has nothing up there but his bowling trophy. If he's got 20 salesman of the month awards on the wall, I know I'm toast. I mean, I might as well hand him a blank check and let him pick out the car. I'm no match for him.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, VZ, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Every so often, someone's caught trying to sneak items inside the Brazos County Jail. Sheriff Chris Kirk says that happened last weekend.
Fortunately, we were tipped off about them planning this by an inmate, and then we were able to monitor some phone calls and heard their plan, and so we were actually there to witness it and photograph it and stop it after the delivery was made.
The sheriff says catching the visitor and inmate in the act sends a message to inmates as well as employees.
Also puts our staff on a heightened awareness and we don't want to become complacent and miss things that might be a security breach.
New charges are pending against the inmate, 35-year-old Heather Ragsdale of Bryan, who's being held for violating her probation. The visitor, 35-year-old Jose Mireles, remains jailed after his arrest of introducing contraband, in this case two cigarettes, and possessing methamphetamine that was found in his car. The College Station City Council is currently considering in next year's budget adding police officers to cover the Northgate District. Until then, Officer Phil Dorsett says they will continue as a presence in the entertainment area.
We realize that there are some unique issues that go on there, and we want to make sure that we have officers there that can address that. So none of that's going to change. From the public standpoint, everything should be seamless. As far as a Northgate unit, people have to understand that while we may receive approval for, X number of officers to utilize at Northgate, I would probably look, 6 to 12 months from now, and this is just a kind of a rough guess, actually having that in place.
Dorsett reminds motorists and pedestrians to take it slowly as everyone gets used to the newly constructed streets and sidewalks. All the paid and volunteer fire departments in Brazos County were notified of a controlled burn that became out of control Labor Day afternoon east of Bryan. Precinct 3 volunteer fire chief Gerald Burnett knows from personal experience how quickly a brush fire can get out of hand.
We had a good water supply, but the amount of time it took to walk out to the truck and walk back, the fire had already spread 5 feet across the grass. So it's just one of those situations where the fuel, the way that we've had this dry weather, wet weather, and the high heat really does make it so that you don't know how the fire is going to behave. And the point there is don't leave your fire. If you light something, you really need to stay with it and watch it.
Burnett says landowners should contact the county in advance of setting controlled fires and follow suggestions provided by the Texas Forest Service. Formerly known as the Brazos Animal Shelter, the Aggieland Humane Society may have your lost dog.
And I know there's some dogs in there that are definitely owned by people. We're going to go through and call all the owners and so on and so forth today. However, there's some that don't have any ID on them. So if you're missing your dog, please come by and look. Only you know what your pet looks like. And we would really like to get them home to you.
The shelter's Leah White says signage at the entrance to their property on Leonard Road reflects the new name, as does their website, which is now aggielandhumane.org. And despite a warmer fall and a colder than normal winter, the state's power grid should have enough juice. A seasonal assessment report released by the Electric Reliability Council of Texas shows adequate power sources going into the winter of 2013, even with the threat of El Nino.
We believe there will be adequate generation reserves, even given expected colder than normal conditions at this time due to El Nino expectations for the winter season.
Warren Lasher with ERCOT says the predictions are allowing for two coal plants to go into mothball status effective December 1st. Former District Attorney D. Brooks Cofer passed away on Monday at age 90. Cofer served as Assistant County Attorney from 1955 to 1960, as County Attorney from 1960 to 1969, and as District Attorney from 1969 to 1972 for Brazos County. In 1972, Brooks went into private practice as a criminal defense attorney. A memorial service for former District Attorney D. Brooks Cofer, age 90, will be held on Friday at 11 o'clock at Faith United Church on Austin's Colony Parkway in Bryan. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 75 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians. From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
What can you do to slow down the aging process? Find out in the upcoming winter issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine. Brazos Wellness is a local health and wellness publication filled exclusively with local articles from local experts. Articles about breast cancer awareness, mental health, and senior wellness are also included in this issue. To advertise in the Brazos Wellness Magazine, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting, 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you if it's not and there is a problem, then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys.
I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:38. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Whenever a new person moves to town, Brazos Bounty there to give them a welcome packet that can include information or items from your business being early bird. Get your message there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
We still have high pressure sitting over the Gulf of Mexico this morning, so we stay sunny and very warm and very dry right through the end of the week. Temperatures today up around 100. Tonight, generally clear, 75 to 80 degrees.
Sunshine is back tomorrow, highs around 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. It'll be sunny during the day on Friday. Temperatures will return to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Steve Biller. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Texas A&M football coach Kevin Sumlin on what he saw from this week's opponent, the Florida Gators, during last week's game, while the Aggies were not playing after having a game postponed. Plus, it's the first week of SEC play and in other sports, and the Aggies are already taking home some SEC awards. We'll tell you about that
coming up
in sports.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Cool. All right.
Enjoy.
Yeah. So now are we going to sweep out the trophy case that has all that that big XII stuff and just put it somewhere in a, you know, someplace?
I'll have to bring my imitation Heisman that I have at home.
Well, of course.
We can put it in that same trophy case up here.
Of course we could.
Or will it be voted out?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know the story about Glenn Davis? I'll tell this one to Steve, whether or not he knows.
I don't know the story. I'd be happy to hear it.
Glenn Davis was a great football player for Army, and he won the Heisman Trophy. Went out to visit his friend Tom Harmon, and they walked in, and there was his Heisman Trophy, and his wife turned to him and said, "See, everybody's got one of those." But anyway,
that's quite a fraternity, the Heisman winners.
Yeah. Archie Griffin, I mean, he's the only one who's got two, right?
I believe that's accurate.
Yeah, so there. Anyhow.
So far.
So now, but that doesn't add, I mean, still, does that mean that we're going to start seeing, like, the Big 12 basketball championship trophy maybe on the KAMU auction this year? stuff like that?
It'll be on the W wagon.
This from the athletic department, an old trophy from an old conference. Yes. Yeah, that might be an idea.
We're still looking for our first bid.
Make a little money, so, yeah. Yeah. But you get a free Chick-fil-A, so that's all right if you're the winning bidder. All right, so the Democrats got started last night, and did you watch any of that?
Like 10 seconds.
Oh. Well, was it because of what was on, or you just said that?
I was not going to watch it.
Ah, okay. Right. So when you turned it on, it was accidentally on, and you dove across the room.
Changed the channel as fast as you could.
One of the stations we were watching, I think they finally got to it, I guess, at 9 o'clock. That's
right.
How important it was.
Sure.
We're just going to slide in at 9. And
right.
It was like this.
Was that after the update on, you know, Britney Spears' personal life? That's, you know, the news is always
sure,
that.
Sure, yeah, because I know that E probably switched right over to the convention.
I noticed that here's something about watching it. As I noticed on the channel guide last night that, for instance, Fox News Channel didn't even list that the convention was going on.
Oh,
but
really?
Fox Business was carrying the convention.
Wow.
And then, of course, right above it, at least on my guide, is MSNBC. And, of course, it's one long line of, you know, the Democratic National Convention.
One of the things that's very interesting is this is a sports arena, and I don't know how the acoustics in it could have been so different than Tampa. Could be that just the Republicans were all asleep because they're older. But the noise of the crowd really caused a problem with interviews that they were having up in the anchor booths. It was difficult to hear.
Don't discount the venue piping in or you know, putting microphones
augmenting,
in there
and
really increasing that volume.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they actually put some plexiglass panels up there maybe tonight to try to make things easier. But it was really...
There were some engineers scrambling, is that what you're saying?
Well, it was tough. And then, of course, you got, you know, Sean the Shill Hannity, who's talking to some Democrat. And, of course, they're just screaming at each other anyway. But that didn't help anything. But the fact that there was this noise back there. So, Julian Castro delivered the keynote speech.
San Antonio mayor?
He is the mayor of San Antonio. He is 37, okay? Youngest mayor of a major city in U.S. America. And was elected to city council at the age of 26.
Wow.
That's impressive.
It really is. Mom was apparently a Democrat activist, and she had run for city council but didn't get elected.
I'm not sure I would want to be on city council at the age of 26.
Well, he learned a lot. Well, we had a couple of people in the College Station city council who were elected at that age. So it says both of them are still on council. Now, the other thing, though, is that he has a twin, Joaquin, who is a state rep right now and is running for Congress.
Hmm.
Now,
from San Antonio?
From San Antonio. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, he got that going for him.
Which one is older?
Well, they're identical twins. I don't know
which one.
Yeah, one.
It's a matter of minutes.
I don't know. Yeah.
Does that play into account, like, when you are born as a twin? You know, the sibling birth order affects personality and interests and things like that. I wonder.
Well, but a twin is a different situation.
Yeah. So do you both count as the firstborn, or
There's always one that comes out first.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? If you're at that exact same...
Oh.
Is it just whoever has the more assertive personality ends up taking the psychological spot of the elder?
Or... No, it's survival of the fittest.
Yeah. Basically, as soon as they can walk, you give them knives and you just figure it out.
Right? Yeah. God.
Anyway, but he had a keynote speech. He did a very good job. He really, really did. He delivered a good keynote speech. Now, also other speakers last night, Rahm Emanuel came out to say how great Barack Obama was.
And himself?
Well, yeah, I don't know that he necessarily... I'm not sure.
The great things he's doing for the city of Chicago?
Yeah, you know he went to Juilliard, right?
No,
I think I recall that.
Yeah, he was a dancer at Juilliard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway.
What kind of dancer?
Toe dancer, I believe. I believe he's a ballet dancer.
Oh.
Cal Penn, who, of course, we remember from Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle... he basically has been the president's liaison to young America. Last night, he appealed to young voters to get out there and register, as he said, quote, "You don't even have to put your pants on," end quote.
Do you list Harold and Kumar as your references on that?
I'm not sure, and I don't know which one he was, but it doesn't matter. I like the idea that he's trying to tell kids, don't look.
I kind of hope people would put their pants on. Isn't there, like, you know, a law against public indecency?
No, the idea, though, is he understands that these people are so non-motivated that what he has to do is get to the bottom line, basically, and that is, hey, you don't even have to, you want to register to vote, you don't have to put your pants on. It's easy. Just go do that. So that's his job to take care of that. And then Michelle was on last night, and the First Lady. Michelle works out. You can tell.
Oh, yeah.
She's got her some arms and shoulders. You know
what does that have to do with anything?
Well, nothing. It's just that's, you know, she's a statuesque individual. She's a big old tall girl, and, you know,
Did she talk about all the love like Ann Romney did last week?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Did she have more love than Ann Romney?
Oh, yeah.
Less?
Oh, no. More.
More.
There's 90 doubt. More.
Is that possible?
Yeah. She said she loves him more now than she did 4 years ago. She did tell us
that
at
is
the
a
end,
question you
how's
have to
the
ask her,
so how's yeah, the competition that. Between their children holding up? Who's you know, the Obama's children,
Malia and Sasha?
Well, no, I mean versus the Romney.
Well, the Romneys, I mean, they could beat them. They could go out and take them because it'd be like 7-on-2 in any sport. So I don't think you'd have to.
Challenge them to a game of volleyball.
I mean, you could really go to extended family, and I mean, they'd need to charter a bus to get all the Romneys there. So it would be as far as numbers.
They could afford the bus.
Well, they could afford. They could afford a plane, as a matter of fact. But you know, I digress.
They could be on a like 7-seater bicycle.
Sure. Anyway, she finished by telling us change is slow, but eventually we get there. Okay. So how long are we supposed to wait?
4 more years?
Yeah, I think that's what she figures is. We'll get there in about 4 years from now, so hang on.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Save Our Streets Ministries is celebrating its 11th annual banquet, What Faith Can Do, sponsored by Galleria Day Spa and KBTX Media on October 2nd from 6:30 to 8 p.m. SOS invests in lives to rescue, restore, and release families from a drug and gang-infested environment where abuse, poverty, and violence are a way of life.
I grew up in a gang and a drug-dealing family. My kid's father was abusive, and I was just miserable. I believed God didn't care. At SOS, I found a loving God who had something better.
Call 775-5357 or go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 8th, come to Producers for a class on fall-winter brush control, presented by Dr. Bill Lazenby.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
You have to give them credit, those courageous plants that stick around through the summer and then bloom in the fall. The mere act of surviving a Texas summertime earns them special badges of honor from Texas plant people. I have some of those heroes of early autumn. I'll be back with details right after this message. It's my 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar in production right now. This is our pre-production offer, and you need to contact us right away if you'd like to save 38% on the calendar that will tell you when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. More than 10,000 words. That's a lot of information on when to do the important tasks in gardening in the Lone Star State. I save my best photos each year for the calendar. It makes a lovely publication. I will guarantee your satisfaction with it, or I'll refund every penny you pay. Now, here is the best way to save 38% on the calendar: by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. It's 26 years we've been publishing the magazine. Each has been designated as the best of its kind in America. The calendar, a full year of our magazine, all just $36.95, $3 postage on the calendar. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. We're talking about special plants of early fall, and I'm going to start with spider lily, a southern tradition also called Guernsey lily. It's grown for its starburst-like red or sometimes pink, yellow, or white flowers. Red's the best. It grows best in moist, shaded locations where it can be left undisturbed for many years. You also will see naked lady lilies. These are Lycoris squamigera. They're related to spider lilies, but they don't look anything like them. They look like lavender pink amaryllis. They bloom about 16 or 18 inches tall. They have beautiful big foliage in late winter, early spring. Then that foliage goes away, and the flowers pop up about now, and that's the reason for the name, naked lady lily. Beautiful plants. Oxblood lily is an old-fashioned little flower that resembles tiny amaryllis blossoms just 2 inches long. Rhodophiala bifida is the plant. It may be my favorite bulb. The foliage shows up during the cooler months and persists into the spring, and then around the 1st of September, the multitudes of foot-tall floral spikes arise from the soil. It's a spectacular little flower that can be left untouched for decades. It only gets better. You'll occasionally see it in garden centers, or you may be able to beg a start from a friend. I bought some online, of all things. Oh, and my fourth and other favorite fall bulb is fall crocus, Sternbergia lutea, another rare little treasure you'll see in older neighborhoods. Where regular spring flowering true crocus bulbs don't rebloom well in Texas, this rich golden yellow early fall bloomer is wonderful. It only gets 3 or 4 inches tall, but you can see it from half a mile away, planted where you can leave it intact for many years. Don't cultivate around it. That's fall crocus, Sternbergia lutea. I like sweet autumn clematis. I have it growing on my chimney. It's often sold as a native Texas plant, but the truth is it's a naturalized citizen. It was brought to Texas decades ago. It's escaped cultivation to grow wild in the eastern third of the state. It dies to the ground when it freezes in the winter if it's really cold. You always want to trim it back significantly. It blooms in late August or September, and it is slightly fragrant, beautiful little white flowers. Morning glories aren't generally considered to be fall flowering annuals, but they really don't bloom much until it does turn cooler in September and October. Oh, and then candle trees. Cassia elata, what a beautiful plant that is in the fall for bloom. Fall aster, yet another favorite perennial, an old-fashioned heirloom perennial. Oh, and we've left out mums. I'm just out of time. There's so much to talk about. Best of the low-light houseplants in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
It's 6:53. Good morning. I'm Steve Miller with sports. The Aggie football team was hoping to start the football season last Thursday night against Louisiana Tech in Shreveport, but Hurricane Isaac postponed the contest until October. Meanwhile, the Aggies' opponent this Saturday, Florida, hosted Bowling Green to start the season. A&M coach Kevin Sumlin says the first game questions remain for his team.
They've gotten some first game jitters out of the way.
that being said, you know, the same questions are asked. Well, how is your quarterback going to handle opening at home against an SEC opponent, game day here, all that other stuff? The same questions would have been, how's he going to handle opening on the road? So whatever happens, it's the first game.
When it comes to scouting the opponent, Sumlin says Florida did not show a lot during their first game.
So for us, it was really a chance to just look at talent level. And because, you know, I think just like he said and I said right after the game, you know, they didn't show very much as far as scheme.
The Aggies and Gators will kick off on Saturday at 2:30 at a sold-out Kyle Field. Game will be televised by ESPN, and you can listen right here on WTAW, beginning with the Fan Zone show at 11:30. ESPN College Game Day is coming to Kyle Field on Saturday. The broadcast scheduled to start at 8 a.m. on Simpson Drill Field. Also, ESPN will broadcast their daily show, College Football Live, right from the site on Friday at 2:30. Texas A&M says the normal football parking plan will be in effect on Saturday morning. Stay tuned for more details as they become available. Alabama is the new number one in the Associated Press football poll. The Crimson Tide replaced Southern Cal, which dropped to number two. Alabama swayed more than enough voters with its 41-14 win over Michigan Saturday night. Meanwhile, USC beat Hawaii 49-10. It's the 47th time Alabama has been number one, the 16th under coach Nick Saban. A good start is what's on the line this time when the New York Giants host the Dallas Cowboys in the NFL season opener tonight at 7:30 on NBC. The stakes were much greater the last time the NFC East foes faced off to close the last regular season. New York won to claim the division title en route to the Super Bowl title. Dallas left out of the postseason. On Wednesday night at MetLife Stadium, the winner will take the early upper hand in the divisional race. Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo says the offseason training has prepared them well.
We've taken an approach that we needed to get better. I think we've done that with personnel and with our approach and the way the guys have been committed, and it's been great to see. Now it's time to take it to the field.
Texas A&M soccer sophomore forward Ali Bailey was named the SEC Offensive Player of the Week, the conference announced today or yesterday. Bailey earned MVP honors at the A&M Invitational after scoring two goals in two games. The Aggies returned to action at Ellis Field this Friday with a televised game against nationally ranked Long Beach State. The 6 o'clock contest televised nationally on Fox Soccer Channel. And the first set of SEC Weekly honors in cross country included recognition of Aggie runner Weston O'Donnell as the men's freshman of the week. O'Donnell finished as the fifth runner for A&M. The Aggies defended their team title at the Baylor Twilight by 1 point over the Bears. O'Donnell ran the 6,000-meter course in 19:39.2 and bettered the fifth Baylor runner by 0.4 of a second, giving A&M the edge in the team scoring. Andrew McCutchen had his major league leading sixth four-hit game of the season and drove in three runs to lead the Pittsburgh Pirates past the Astros 6-2 last night. The Pirates came in losers of 10 of their previous 13, including a 5-1 setback to the Astros on Monday. Jeremy Guthrie pitched seven strong innings, and the Kansas City Royals got home runs from Alex Gordon, Johnny Villavitella, in a 6-3 victory over the Rangers on Tuesday night. And rain put a damper on day 9 play at the U.S. Open. Night action was suspended, forcing matches to be reshuffled in order to make up the backlog. Among the matches affected was the Andy Roddick Juan Martin Del Potro fourth rounder. That was tied 6-6 in the first set. The 20th seed Roddick, well, he's playing on a day-to-day basis, literally, after announcing last week that he'd retire following the tournament. That's a look at sports. This report, a service of Atkinson Toyota, still the biggest and still voted the best in the Brazos Valley. It's 6:57, and I'm Steve Miller on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's Subway's birthday, and everyone's celebrating with their $5 footlong faves. Many of the subs you love, like the Italian BMT, turkey breast, egg and cheese, and more, are $5 footlongs September only. Join the sub prize party at Subway.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Additional charges for extras plus taxi. Stores for $5 footlong selection. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
In 1989, when President George Bush signed into law the appropriations for the Human Genome Project, who could have foreseen how the science of imagination would become the science of the possible? Genome, the secret of how life works, is now on display at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. This exhibit explains the discoveries made as a result of the Human Genome Project, including the secret codes that make us who we are. Designed for all ages, the exhibit explores the nature and impact of our genes through visually rich environments, interactives, artifacts, and multimedia presentations. The exhibit is sponsored by Texas A&M AgriLife Research and presented in cooperation with Texas A&M University Whole Systems Genomic Initiative, the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, the Department of Animal Science, and media partner KBTX Media. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu/genome. Discover who you are at the Bush Library's new genome exhibit.
An evening of food and fun is coming to Bryan College Station September 18th at the Expo Center. It's the Taste of Home Cooking School. Learn 10 new recipes, helpful cooking tips, techniques, and win door
prizes. Recycling. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com. 102 for a high temperature today and tomorrow. We'll cool down to 101 on Friday. Low temperatures each night, around 77 or so. Looks like it's not going to be as hot on Saturday at 91. There's a 30% chance of rain as it stands right now. We'll see. Right now, winds are from the south at 5, 90% relative humidity. WDAW.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. They praised their guy.
President Obama is moving America forward.
And they attacked Mitt Romney.
To him, American workers are just numbers on a spreadsheet.
Democrats also rallied around the First Lady at their convention. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live in Charlotte.
It was the First Lady's role last night to humanize her husband.
Barack knows the American dream because he's lived it.
It was the Democrats' role to demonize the president's challenger.
Mitt Romney talks a lot about all the things he's fixed. I can tell you, Massachusetts was not one of them.
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, Democrats also making government their central theme, saying government, it's government that helps people. And we don't know what former President Bill Clinton will say as he headlines tonight. He's not giving up his campaign speech until just before he walks on stage, Dave.
Now, Jeff, Republicans keep attacking the president over America's red ink, our debt now topping $16 trillion.
This is a serious threat to our economy. Of all the broken promises from President Obama, this is probably the worst one.
GOP VP nominee Paul Ryan will rally again today in Iowa. Days after the U.S. suspended training some Afghans over deadly attacks, a roundup of suspicious Afghan soldiers. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen monitoring live in London.
Afghanistan's defense ministry saying hundreds of its soldiers have been arrested or discharged. It's after a wave of background checks following a surge in attacks with Afghan soldiers or others dressed in the uniform killing their American partners. The head of NATO, Anders Fogh Rasmussen, has also told Afghan President Hamid Karzai he's deeply concerned about the killings, saying vetting procedures need to improve. Dave.
Simon in Louisiana. They're using power tools to clean up the flood damage Isaac did a week ago. Fewer than 1,000 people, though, are still in shelters. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov, the answers start here.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite, or call 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelite.com.
If it's an engagement, if it's a wedding, if it's a party, plan to attend the 2012 Fall Bridal Show and Benefit at the Hilton College Station on Sunday, September 9th from noon to 4 p.m. More chances to win. Come early and stay late. Visit wedding and party vendors, consultants and coordinators, cakes and lodging, jewelry and fashions, florists and venues, photographers and gift registries, entertainment, invitations, and more. Proceeds from the show will benefit Pink Alliance Brazos Valley Breast Cancer Support. Tickets are $20 at the door and $15 advanced online at ido-ido.org.
This year, First Yell will not lack for excitement. The first midnight yell practice before the first SEC home football game in the history of Texas A&M will feature a concert in the zone at Kyle Field. Texas music, Aggie style. When the law came busting in. That's right. This concert features Texas country music star Robert Earl Keen, Aggie class of 78. Plus the homegrown music of Rick Trevino, Aggie class of 93. And the one and only Granger Smith, Aggie class of 2002. This event on Friday, September 7th begins at 8 and concludes at 11 p.m., 30 minutes before the first midnight Yale practice. Tickets can be purchased from the 12th Man Foundation ticket office by visiting their website at 12thmanfoundation.com or by calling 1-888-992-4443. Don't miss Texas music, Aggie style, followed by midnight Yale practice. This year promises to be the largest Yale practice in the history of Texas A&M.
Before the first Texas A&M home game Saturday, come meet the original Junction Boys from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Meet them, shake hands, get autographs, and talk Aggie football with the very men that have the spirit and grit to play ball for legendary coach Bear Bryant at Texas A&M. While you're there, make sure to check out the new additions to their line of Aggie game day jewelry, Collegiate Jewel, available exclusively at Montelongo's. This line of Aggie jewelry is made in beautiful sterling silver, spirited maroon enameling, and semi-precious gemstones. You can view all of the pieces of jewelry at their showroom, 401 University Drive East, or view the collection online at Montelongos.com. And don't forget to like Montelongos on Facebook. Mark your calendars for the first Texas A&M home game Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelongos Fine Jewelry to meet the Junction Boys. This is a day from history and a day to remember heroic Aggies and the spirit of success at Montelongos Fine Jewelry, located at 401 University Drive.
Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
In the 66 years since Beal Insurance was founded, this community has seen tremendous changes, and Beal Insurance has seen its share of change as well. But Orrin Beal and Andy Wynn and their excellent staff continue to uphold the customer service and professional standards they take pride in. Whether you need medical, life, home or auto, or business insurance, their goal is to be the last agency you'll ever need. Call today, 268-1500, or visit BealInsurance.com. Beal Insurance, since 1946.
WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A brush fire Labor Day afternoon that was unattended for a short time resulted in threatening homes east of Bryan. Precinct 3 volunteer fire chief Gerald Burnett reminds rural property owners to have someone on the scene with a water source.
What I've noticed myself on my place even this year is that there's trees continuing to die from last year. So you don't know how fast the fire is going to get away from you until you light it. So I encourage people just use a lot of caution. Always report the fires if they're going to burn them and put them out when they're done.
Burnett says it's not a requirement to give advance notice, but it could prevent problems if the controlled fire becomes out of control.
Call our dispatch center, 361-3888. It puts the landowner or the person burning in a lot better position with the fire department, and I believe it puts them in a better position liability-wise because they're showing some due caution when they're actually burning.
Burnett says one of his volunteer firefighters was treated at the scene of Monday's Riley Road fire for an injury in the eye caused by a hot ember. A Bryan man is in the Brazos County Jail accused of giving an inmate 2 cigarettes. Sheriff Chris Kirk says that led to the discovery of more contraband in the visitor's car.
It was there that we discovered some substantial controlled substances, 1.32 grams of a crystal substance that is believed to be methamphetamines, and then some pills.
The sheriff says another inmate also provided information in their investigation.
We do have the inmate behavior management process where we actually develop relationships and treat inmates in a manner that they do often share with us information that is helpful.
Kirk says the original incident took place in an older part of the jail where female inmates and their visitors faced each other through a window. The visitor, 36-year-old Jose Mireles, remained jailed. New charges are pending against the inmate, 35-year-old Heather Ragsdale of Bryan, who's being held for violating her probation. A College Station College Station police are prepared for this weekend's A&M home football game. Officer Phil Dorsett says that includes their presence in the newly remodeled Northgate District.
We know people will be up there having a good time and just kind of want to remind everyone to, like you said, take it slow, you know, drive cautiously because there's going to be a lot of guests here who probably don't know their way around, and especially going to the new conference, just kind of a whole new group of people we're expecting, and a lot of them. So we look forward to it being a good time, but we know that ultimately we'll probably have some issues, and we're going to be ready for that.
Subject to city council approval, next year the police department could have more officers dedicated to the Northgate area. And the Brazos Animal Shelter has a new name.
We are, yes, Brazos Animal Shelter, formerly, now Aggieland Humane Society.
Okay.
So you will actually, even if you put in our website, BrazosAnimalShelter.org, you will be redirected to AggielandHumane.org.
Okay.
There are some things we're still working on the website, so we know there's a couple of links that didn't exist. So bear with us.
Leah White says shelter volunteers will man a booth at this week's Brazos Valley Fair and also be ticket takers. The shelter's located east of the Expo Complex on Leonard Road. And in other news, after spending a year circling the giant asteroid Vesta, NASA's Dawn spacecraft is poised to travel to an even bigger target. For more than a month, Dawn has been spiraling away from Vesta. The departure is so slow and gradual that engineers won't know until Wednesday how it went. Its next destination is Ceres, the largest asteroid in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. It's so large, about the size of Texas, that it's also known as a dwarf planet. Unlike the dry and rocky Vesta, Ceres is icy and may have frost-covered poles. Dawn is scheduled to arrive there in early 2015. The spacecraft is powered by ion propulsion, which provides gentle yet constant acceleration, making it possible to visit two celestial bodies. We also have an obituary. Former District Attorney D. Brooks Cofer passed away on Monday at age 90. Cofer served as district attorney from 1969 to 1972 for Brazos County. In 1972, Cofer went into private practice as a criminal defense attorney. A memorial service for 90-year-old former district attorney D. Brooks Cofer will be held on Friday, 11 in the morning, at Faith United Church on Austin's Colony Parkway in Bryan. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 74 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're looking for affordable, durable, beautiful flooring, look no further than Zwirneman Flooring. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall, football, and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800 for the best price, service selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Large area of high pressure covers the Gulf and eastern Texas as well as the Gulf Coast. Temperatures will continue to run very, very warm for this time of year. Sunshine and close to 100 degrees this afternoon. Clear overnight, 75 to 80. More sun tomorrow. Highs will be around 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Mostly sunny on Friday with a high close to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Steve Miller. Coming up in sports, the NFL season starts tonight. The regular season does. It's the Cowboys and the Giants. Plus, we will hear from Texas A&M football coach Kevin Sumlin as the Aggies get ready to host Florida this Saturday at Kyle Field.
Will Bob Costas be there tonight for the big kickoff, do we know?
Probably.
Okay, because, you know.
Unless he's taking an extended hiatus from the
You know, they've got an hour. Here's what I was looking for. It's the hour-long pregame special.
Oh. It
starts at 6:30 tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Mariah Carey and No Doubt.
Great. That'll be great.
I think so. Sure. It ought to be fun. Now, so 6:30, and then what'd you say? They're going to kick off probably about 7:30-ish. Okay-ish, yeah. And Clinton takes the stage at 9 o'clock tonight, so, you know.
Bubba?
Yeah. So, I mean, I mean, how many people are going to be conflicted that they're going to want to stay with the NFL game? Yeah, or you can listen to the
No Doubt versus Democrats, that's a hard choice.
Well, it's, you know, again, they decided that's when they wanted to have it, so it's fine. But anyhow, just to get you in the spirit, that's the holiday spirit.
Oh, which holiday?
Well, it'd be Christmas.
Oh, already?
Sure. Which major retailer is the first to pull the trigger on Christmas? Looks like the winner's going to be Sears. Yeah. You knew this?
I was just guessing. They're pulling in straws. I mean, it's a last-ditch effort.
Yeah.
Pulling the trigger, do you mean vying not to say Merry Christmas? Or do out decorations?
No, that's putting out decorations. And again, based on Sears' position in the market, certainly understand why they might be doing that.
They could have left them up, and I'm not sure anybody would have known the difference.
Gosh, I was just in here. It seems like yesterday. at least a few customers. I was in Sears the other day.
Really?
Yeah, I was walking through there to get to someplace else. It was great. Yeah.
They still have pretty good appliances.
Oh, they do.
Yeah,
oh, there's not a doubt.
Were you looking for a screwdriver?
Yeah, lawn equipment, that sort of thing.
Well, actually, I did. I needed an extension for my little wireless drill, too. I was in the cordless drill. I was in there to do that.
Yeah.
I've been in there twice, I guess, in the last 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Anyway, at least a few customers say they've spotted a forest of fake trees at Sears in the Midwest, so maybe they're doing that. But I was in the Super Sanatorium yesterday.
Ooh.
And, Super Sanatorium?
Sanatorium.
Sanatorium. Oh,
and,
the club.
I believe I saw some Christmassy type things in there, too. Right next to the 80-pound sacks of dog food. And
get two.
Already.
Yeah, exactly. At that price. And but also, I mean, I think you spoke to this the other day. I saw some Thanksgiving decorations.
Oh, well, that's nice to hear.
Yeah, because you were talking about how there's a dearth of Thanksgiving celebratory stuff out there. So
what would be typical Thanksgiving decoration?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, you know what? Something else that bothers me, besides not only am I...
I said, Steve, are you making a list of things that bother you?
No, okay. Not only does it disappoint me that everyone sort of ignores Thanksgiving, but you know what? I don't like those decorations. I'm picky about them. The ones that just say like harvest greetings, things that are like harvest.
Oh.
That just makes me like, no, it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
let's be thankful. Can say thankful for our harvest, but if you're saying harvest greetings, it's kind of like, let's just think of a good, just one more way to avoid being thankful and saying happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, you know, that was the only time that we ever found out what a cornucopia was. You know, that's that big curly thing we'd always ask in fourth grade. Miss Johnson, what is that thing right there?
Now, if you had read Ovid's Metamorphoses.
Remember that, Steve?
I was just going to.
Actually, I was... Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Never mind.
No, that's all right. Tell us.
Saying you would... these words, they come from literature.
Oh, really?
See, I'm accused,
But
someplace.
Then again, literature does come from words.
Thank you so much.
I get accused of not reading books and not watching movies.
But you know what? You are so good at sports. You don't have to have all your bases covered.
Well, that's a good sports analogy.
You know,
that's an excellent sports analogy.
You know way more sports than I do.
I didn't even think about that. Well, that's outstanding. Very good. She used a sports analogy to talk about sports.
Hey, if President Obama can do it, I can give it a try.
That's right. Hey, raise your hand if you've ever had a telemarketer call you and you go, no thanks, and then promptly hang up. Okay, keep your hand raised if the telemarketer then calls you back and threatens to blow up your house.
Oh, no way.
Uh-huh. Meade, Colorado, last week, telemarketer was explaining to somebody that they had won some money or something by whoever was on the other end of the phone wasn't interested and hung up. Telemarketer called him back and said, I placed a bomb in your home.
What?
I hope that person got fired.
No way.
Homeowner called 911. Police taking no chances. They went so far as to evacuate the neighboring houses. No bomb found. And now they're trying to assess the telemarketer or access the telephone marketer's phone number.
Telemarketers are just out of control,
man. Well, I mean, It would seem like you should be able to do that now. I mean, considering
what, to call people and say, I've put a bomb in your house?
That's a terroristic threat.
No kidding.
Anyway, the homeowner said that the caller had a very thick accent.
Oh, they were probably in Bangalore.
Now, I think that's painting with a broad brush, Kat. They could have been they could have been just down the street.
We would call that overseas customer service.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, it is the Silicon Valley of India. I met a lot of people that worked in call centers when I visited there.
I'm sure it's a big business over there.
It is a big business.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, local authorities say they're not sure if they're going to be alerting the FBI about that or not. We'll see. Hey, we were talking during the break, actually, here in the control room about cell phones.
And, I missed out on the fun.
It's all right. Well, you didn't come in here. I mean, I can't help that.
I don't know when the secret off-air chats are.
Oh, well.
But there's a memo.
She didn't get the memo.
I wasn't invited.
Confirming months of rumors, Apple has officially announced that September the 12th, they'll have a press event in San Francisco. Little doubt that they will, in fact, be talking about the rollout of their iPhone, according to CNET. It's too early to start calling it the iPhone 5, after all. If you look at the pictures, be interesting to see what they decide to do with it. Industry experts also expect to see a big difference in the design of this newest iPhone offering from Apple.
Well, I thought on the program that airs right before this...
That'd be the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, they talked about... This morning, how there was something in the promotional materials about a 5.
They have the number 5 does show up, and that's, again, I'm not sure. Somebody else could have Photoshopped that on there, too. Mm-hmm. We can't say whether or not that was Apple. But leaked photographs and rumors point to a taller but not wider handset.
Taller?
Hmm.
Longer.
You know, at some point, we're going to be walking around and using the iPad to use the phone.
Yeah. Hold that up to your ear.
Yeah.
Walking along. Yeah, never mind walking into the pole.
I just want a phone where I can record my own ringtone on it without having to buy it. That's what I look for in a phone. I've never get one.
Kat has a diesel-powered phone. It's got a little smokestack coming out of it. It's really cool looking.
It doesn't have...
Do you have a favorite melody that you are looking to get on there?
Just whatever, because the music I like is not generally music available for purchase as ringtones.
Well,
but one second, though. I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea. It's not a diesel-powered phone. It has a magneto. I stick a crank into it, and I turn it, and that's how I make it.
Yeah, perfect. Anyway, recent images also suggest the thing is going to have a new 8-pin connector to replace the 30-pin port.
Pure genius.
I'm sorry, what's a pin connector?
What's the little pluggy?
That charger
anything.
Cord.
Yeah.
Okay.
8-pin. Oh. Okay. Huh. And if you want a cell phone without a contract, another story, you have another chance today. Today, Radio Shack is launching a no-contract plan at their stores.
Hmm.
All you have to do is put a thumbprint down and give them a pint of blood. I mean, they have to find a way to get in touch with you.
And to give them some of your hair, too?
Sure, yep.
Lock of hair?
PC Magazine reports that the electronics retailer is teaming up with Leap Wireless and Cricket subsidiary, to launch the plans. Consumers can get an unlimited data plan tied to their Android smartphone for $50 a month. Otherwise, the plan start at $25 a month. Unless, of course, you want to change. I don't know if I want to do this at 22 after the hour, but I guess I will.
What?
Taco Bell test marketing a new soda. Now, we had, Steve, you weren't here last week. We had some Taco Bell breakfast.
Yes, they brought in breakfast.
Well, I heard they were serving that on the, I've seen the commercial.
It's it. This thing is called the AM Crunch Wrap.
Okay, and what is it?
It was yummy.
Contains eggs, cheese, meat of some kind.
I would say, it was like a heptagonal folded over crunchy tortilla.
Or it could have been eight-sided.
It could have been octagonal.
I'm not sure. But it also has a hash brown folded up inside
of
it.
Yeah, or it's like flattened.
That may be a little much.
It's called the Complete Breakfast Solution. It costs $2.49.
It sounds weird.
Well, it seems reasonable, but price.
Steve, it was yummy, though. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of hash browns proper, but in the crunch, you couldn't really tell that they were there.
Put the hot or the mild sauce on this?
It had sauce in it, actually. I didn't put any sauce on it. It was only slightly spicy.
I guess you could add some more spice. Now,
are they limiting?
It had little bits of bacon. And
what they do is they take this flour tortilla and they cook it. And then I guess that sucks up the grease that comes out of the out of the amazingly healthy hash brown.
Did you get that language from the commercial?
I did. Yeah, you ever notice that? If you ever want a grease spot, just take one of those hash browns from a fast food place and just set it down for about a minute.
Is that the only item they're offering for the breakfast?
No, actually, you know what else they've got going on, which is really, really cool, and that is a new breakfast soda called Mountain Dew AM.
Oh,
Mountain
no.
Dew AM. It is Mountain Dew and orange juice.
Oh,
okay?
No.
Now, here's what we come up with. They didn't say this in the advertising, but apparently there's 17 teaspoons of sugar in this.
Wow. Okay?
Taco Bell hasn't revealed what the ratio of Mountain Dew to juice is, but some observers have said 12 ounces of soda, 8 ounces of OJ. As a result, that's how you get 17 teaspoons of sugar.
I know a lot of boys that would probably really appreciate a Mountain Dewski in the AM
hours. I don't think there's any doubt. I'm sure that beats
that's
the heck out of
more juice than Mountain Dew by my math. Well,
OJ Dewski.
It's, 12 ounces soda, 8 ounces of OJ. 12 ounces of soda, 8 ounces,
oh,
a big 20-ounce
drink.
Oh, no,
I thought it was just a 12-ounce drink.
Yeah, 20 ounces altogether.
Holy cow.
So, that... You watch people about 15 minutes after they've stopped there at Taco Bell for that. They'll be buzzing. They'll be jamming.
They're going to
be
happy.
Healthy,
yep,
too, with the vitamin C.
Hello?
Did you know you can make a Mountain Dew PM just by adding vodka?
Yeah. we had no idea. So, drink recipes. I mean, it's something new and different.
Then
right?
A little mixer.
Yeah, a little mixer today.
Christ United Methodist Church invites you to join us for a powerful 5-week series on family and marriage each Sunday in September. Individuals and families are invited to come as we learn about family relationships and building community. The series will conclude on September 30th with a covered dish family reunion featuring homestyle cooking, games, and live entertainment. Join our family each Sunday in September at 8:15, 9:30, or 11 a.m. at Christ United Methodist Church, located off Highway 6 and South College Station, just north of the William D. Fitch exit.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. 101, 102, something like that for a high temperature today and tomorrow. Sorry about that. And low temperature will probably be about 77 or so. It won't be as hot, they're saying, at least right now on Saturday. Right now they say 91 with a 20% chance of showers. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Right now it's 77 out there.
Aggie football season is here, and it's SEC time. There'll be folks from Florida, South Carolina, Arkansas, and LSU hitting town. Make the best impression possible by having the cleaning pros at Molly Maid take care of your home. Take as much time as you want to enjoy our first SEC season. Molly Maid is a clean you can trust, and we guarantee your satisfaction. Call us today at 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700, or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
In advance of Bill Clinton's speech at Democrat convention, there have been a spate of articles recalling his disparaging remarks about Obama during the 2008 campaign. According to Mark Halperin's book, Game Change, Clinton described Obama to Ted Kennedy as follows. Hey, Ted, you know, a few years ago, this guy would have been getting us coffee. And now in The New Yorker, Ryan Lizza reports that the late Tim Russert told him of a similar comment by Clinton. Hey, Ted, you know, a few years ago, this guy would have been carrying our bags. Now, Clinton's impression of Obama hasn't really improved since 2008. Last year, he reportedly told friends that Obama doesn't even know how to be president. He doesn't know how the world works. How could he? Too busy figuring out how to serve coffee and carry bags. But get this. CNN's Soledad O'Brien interviewed Ryan Lizza on Clinton's remark about Obama fetching baggage. Soledad, named for a prison, correctly called the remark racist. But Ryan Lizza disputed it, saying he doesn't think it's racial because Clinton doesn't have a racist bone in his body. But here's the bottom line, folks. Clinton may claim Obama would have carried his bags a few years ago, but this week, Clinton's going to carry Obama's dirty water. That's what this is all about.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Here's a startling fact. If you don't have a will, the government and courts decide what happens to your property when you pass away. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? In honor of National Make-A-Will Month, LegalZoom.com wants to give you a special discount to help make sure you're legally protected. In the past 12 years, over 2 million Americans have used LegalZoom for last wills, living trusts, and more. And they've saved hundreds, even thousands of dollars versus a traditional lawyer. With LegalZoom, you get individual individualized services tailored to the laws of your state. The online process guides you step by step, and you get total customer support. So protect your family and assets today with a LegalZoom will. Or get a living trust this month at LegalZoom and get a personalized pour-over will for free. Visit LegalZoom.com today and enter PROTECT in the referral box to check out for special savings. LegalZoom is not a law firm, and self-help services are at your specific direction. Individualized advice is provided through a legal plan available in most states.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 729. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Every so often, someone's caught trying to sneak items inside the Brazos County Jail. Sheriff Chris Kirk says that happened last weekend.
Fortunately, we were tipped off about them planning this by an inmate, and then we were able to monitor some phone calls and heard their plan. And so we were actually there to witness it and photograph it and stop it after the delivery was made.
The sheriff says catching the visitor and inmate in the act sends a message to inmates as well as employees.
Also puts our staff on, a heightened awareness and you know, we don't want to become complacent and miss things that might be a security breach.
New charges are pending against the inmate, 35-year-old Heather Ragsdale of Bryan, who's being held for violating her probation. The visitor, 35-year-old Jose Mireles, remains jailed after his arrest of introducing contraband, in this case two cigarettes, and possessing methamphetamine that was found in his car. The College Station City Council is currently considering in next year's budget adding police officers to cover the Northgate District. Until then, Officer Phil Dorsett says they will continue as a presence in the entertainment area.
We realize that there are some unique issues that go on there, and we want to make sure that we have officers there that can address that. So none of that's going to change. From the public standpoint, everything should be seamless. As far as a Northgate unit, people have to understand that while we may receive approval for, X number of officers to utilize at Northgate, I would probably look, 6 to 12 months from now, and this is just a rough guess, actually having that in place.
Dorsett reminds motorists and pedestrians to take it slowly as everyone gets used to the newly constructed streets and sidewalks. All the paid and volunteer fire departments in Brazos County were notified of a controlled burn that became out of control Labor Day afternoon east of Bryan. Precinct 3 Volunteer Fire Chief Gerald Burnett knows from personal experience how quickly a brush fire can get out of hand.
We had a good water supply, but the amount of time it took to walk out to the truck and walk back, the fire had already spread 5 feet across the grass. So it's just one of those situations where the fuel, the way that we've had this dry weather, wet weather, and the high heat really does make it so that you don't know how the fire is going to behave. And the point there is don't leave your fire. If you light something, you really need to stay with it and watch it.
Burnett says landowners should contact the county in advance of setting controlled fires and follow suggestions provided by the Texas Forest Service. Formerly known as the Brazos Animal Shelter, the Aggieland Humane Society may have your last dog.
And I know there's some dogs in there that are definitely owned by people. We're going to go through and call all the owners and so on and so forth today. However, there's some that don't have any ID on them. So if you're missing your dog, please come by and look. Only you know what your pet looks like. And we would really like to get them home to you.
The shelter's Leah White says signage at the entrance to their property on Leonard Road reflects the new name, as does their website, which is now aggielandhumane.org. Some good news for local beef producers. Japan is moving toward relaxing restrictions on American beef imports, which had been limited because of fears about mad cow disease. A panel of experts recommended today that imports of beef from cows up to 30 months old be allowed, up from the current 20-month age limit. The proposed change applies to beef imports from the U.S., Canada, France, and the Netherlands. The panel's finding will go to the Health Ministry, which will invite comments from the Japanese public before a change is implemented. That could be later this year or early next year, a panel official said. Japan banned U.S. beef imports in 2003 after the fatal brain disease was discovered there. In 2005, Japan allowed imports of beef 20 months or younger. We also have an obituary. Former District Attorney D. Brooks Cofer passed away on Monday at age 90. Cofer served as District Attorney from 1969 to 1972 for Brazos County. In 1972, Cofer went into private practice as a criminal defense attorney. A memorial service for 90-year-old former District Attorney D. Brooks Cofer will be held on Friday, 11 in the morning, at Faith United Church on Austin's Colony Parkway in Bryan. WTAW News Time is 7:34. It's 75 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're going to talk about the fair. We're going to give away tickets to the fair in just a little while, as a matter of fact, too. Let's do some weather right now. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
We still have high pressure sitting over the Gulf of Mexico this morning, so we stay sunny and very warm and very dry right through the end of the week. Temperatures today up around 100. Tonight, generally clear, 75 to 80 degrees. Sunshine is back tomorrow, highs around 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. It'll be sunny during the day on Friday. Temperatures will return to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Steve Miller. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from A&M football coach Kevin Sumlin as the Aggies get ready to host Florida. It's the inaugural SEC game coming up at Kyle Field on Saturday.
All right. Bill Flores joins us this morning from the district. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Doing great. Good to be on with you and Kat and Steve on News Talk 1620 this
Thank
morning.
Thank you, sir. Let's first of all take care of local business because you're going to be meeting with the public. You got a town hall meeting coming up.
Yes, we have a town hall meeting coming up at the Bush Library on September the 17th, and so I'd ask everybody to stay tuned for details. We'll have a couple of really neat things that we're going to do at the beginning of this one as well. So I hope the community will turn out in large numbers to see us.
I'd like to get your thoughts on, we got a chance to talk last Wednesday from Tampa, but obviously more stuff went on at the convention after that. What other stories can you share from the end of the convention?
Well, I thought the speeches were pretty great. I really enjoyed Ann Romney's speech. Paul Ryan, I thought, hit the ball out of the park the next day. And then we had Clint Eastwood, and that one's got mixed reviews. It was hard to hear what he said in the convention, but when you could hear him, he was pretty funny and also pretty poignant with the empty chair there standing beside him. And then I thought that Romney did a great job as well.
Well, it was interesting. I know you want to build energy. I thought he kind of let some air out of the balloon because of just his delivery and the way that he did speak. But I agree with you that probably Romney gave the kind of speech that he needed to be able to connect with America a little bit.
Yeah, I thought so. And I thought the way it was built up was pretty effective, too, to spend some time to try to talk about the good things in Romney's life to offset the image that's been left in many Americans' minds because of the negative advertising about him.
Well, again, we had talked about it the next day, the lady who came on and talked about her daughter who eventually died at the age of 26, but how Romney, so active through his church, would really reach out to people in ways that nobody ever knew at the time.
Exactly, and I wish that that Mitt would be a little bit more open about what he's done with his success in this country, is because he's been very generous and very helpful to people.
Bill, now, go ahead. Yes.
Go ahead. That shows the difference, I think, in the two views of America. One of the things the First Lady said in her speech last night is, once you become successful, you don't slam the door behind you. You turn around and you reach back and you help the person behind you become successful. But what she didn't say is that the way that her party wants to do it is by taking money from those that have been successful and then using the government to help others along, versus letting the private sector do it through either contributions or, more importantly, by creating a job for somebody.
Well, and it's interesting because the point of view that I heard in the Republican convention, I know a lot of people who share that. It's very difficult, though, to get the point of view from people who feel differently about that. And I don't know, Texas is a state where things are going well right now. Our economy is in pretty good shape, and we continue to grow. And it's difficult to find people who necessarily feel like the Obama message is resonating.
Yeah, it is. But, of course, you're exactly right. We live in Texas. I wish I could spend some time in Ohio right now. I'll do that in late October. But it would be interesting to see how the people of Ohio think, if they think that a government solution is a solution to their family's future, if it's going to be a better job that comes from a growing private sector.
Bill Flores joining us from in the district. Boy, yesterday you reached a benchmark that you probably didn't want to, as debt exceeded $16 trillion for the first time.
Yeah, it happened on the first day of the President's Party's convention. It was interesting that happened. It's a bad milestone. It's unfortunate. I hate the fact that we're here. Every bit of this is coming out of Washington. And, we've tried in the House to turn this around. One, by growing the economy, and two, by reducing spending and reforming spending, but we're just not getting much help in the other parts of government.
One of the things that they talked about last night in the Democrat convention is talking about our defense. They mentioned, I guess there had been some criticism of Romney not mentioning Afghanistan and not mentioning the wars that the United States has been in. Did it surprise you that he didn't bring any of that up in his speech?
That Romney didn't bring it up?
Right, that Romney didn't.
Well, no, I'm not surprised, because if you look at what's on Americans' minds, Afghanistan is not at the top of the list. It's jobs and the economy and deficit mm-hmm. spending and the impact of upcoming tax hikes. Those are the things that are key on Americans' minds. And so I think Romney and Ryan both tried to spend their limited amount of time in front of the podium to talk about those issues. It doesn't mean that Afghanistan is not important. It just means they were trying to focus on the things that Americans care deeply about today.
Congress back in session next Monday. What's front and center then?
Well, we've got several key issues that need to be resolved that we've been struggling with all year. Number one is we've got to pass funding bills for the government for fiscal 2013 that starts on October the 1st of this year. The second thing is I'm hoping we can address the tax increases that are going to hit every American on January the 1st. Each of the House and Senate have passed bills, but they're different, so we don't have an agreement on that. Sequestration is going to kick in January. We could lose 2.1 million jobs because of that. I'm hoping that we can get both houses of Congress to address that. The Medicare sustainable growth cuts are going to hit all our Medicare doctors on January the 1st. I hope we can address that. And then last but not least, it'd be nice if the Senate would start looking at a budget after 3 years of not doing anything.
Now, in reality, will this happen before the elections?
Well, the funding bill for the government, I think, will. I don't believe any of the rest of it will. I don't think that the two houses of Congress or the two parties want to have a big fight over a government shutdown this close to the election. So, my gut tells me that we'll pass some sort of a continuing resolution to fund the government beginning October 1st, but I don't expect much else will get done. Not for a lack of trying on the House part, but I just don't see the Senate wanting to do anything.
Sure. Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays when Congress is in session, on some Wednesdays when it's not, like today. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Bill.
You bet. A couple of things before we close. Sure. I'd like to thank the community for turning out for the Brazos Night Out for the Bachman and Northcliff families last week. Mm-hmm. And also I'd ask our listeners to pray for our country and our troops during these difficult times.
All right. Thanks for the time.
If you're dealing with too much credit card debt, let me tell you about Family Financial Education Foundation. For years, this nonprofit credit counseling agency has helped thousands of people get out of debt. If you're feeling overwhelmed by credit card debt, they can help you. There are no huge upfront fees. In fact, their modest fees are regulated by law. And as a nonprofit organization, they're here to help you, not gouge you. What can they do? They'll negotiate with your creditors and get you lower interest rates, lower payments, and put you on a plan to pay off your debt fast. And if you're getting collection calls, they can stop them. Look, one of the toughest parts about being deep in debt is that feeling of despair, of not knowing where to begin. Begin now by calling 888-789-4173. No pressure, just friendly, knowledgeable advice. Call the people at Family Financial Education Foundation, 888-789-4173, 888-789-4173. Not available in all states.
The MSC is reopened, and they're kind of celebrating all week long, a chance for you to go through the Memorial Student Center, have a look at that. That there's a special thing going on tonight. The MSC Wiley Lecture Series and SCONA, which is the Student Conference on National Affairs, are bringing in Steve Forbes and Robert Reich. Forbes, who was a two-time Republican presidential candidate, and Robert Reich, who's an economist and served in the Ford, Carter, and Clinton administrations. And they're going to discuss emerging economic powers and how that's going to impact U.S. foreign policy and economic policy. And what we're talking about are the BRIC nations. That'd be Brazil, Russia, India, and China. They are rising economic powers. And so as they come into the international arena, how is that going to change things? And how will that impact the United States, as a matter of fact, as well? So that's what these two guys are going to be talking about. Dean Jerry Strauser of the Mays School of Business will be the moderator. The program starts at 7:30. It's in the room 2300. That's the Bethencourt Family Ballroom at the Memorial Student Center. Tickets are $15, and they're on sale right now at the MSC box office on the first floor at Rudder Tower. So tonight, Robert Reich and Steve Forbes speaking in the Memorial Student Center at 7:30.
Searching for a laid-back evening with comfortable seating and the opportunity for quiet conversation, Downtown Uncorked in historic downtown Bryan is the solution to the chaotic bar scene or formal restaurant. Over 100 bottles of wine, 20 domestic and craft beers, pizzas, appetizers, and desserts are on the menu. Check Facebook for daily specials and upcoming events such as Pinterest Tuesdays, Women Gone Wine Wednesdays, and Canvas and Cabs. Downtown Uncorked. Life's fast. Uncork. Sip slow.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
I once made a mistake with my boys I swore I'd never make again. I blinked. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Do you ever feel your kids are growing up too fast? One day they're in diapers, you blink, and suddenly they're stretching out on their own. Sometimes I wish I could slow their childhood down. I don't want to hinder their physical or mental growth, of course. I just don't want to miss a moment of their childhood. The problem is, we parents often live our lives at such a hectic pace, it makes the years we have with our kids seem condensed. Many parents, stressed by work, bills, and household responsibilities, miss out on large chunks of their kids' lives. They come home from work, plop in front of the television, and spend the next several hours oblivious to their children, only a room away. Instead, I encourage you to spend some time being a kid with your kids. Slow down and enjoy activities that they like to do. Throw the ball around, play with sock puppets, or do some face painting. Show them you aren't afraid to have fun or get a little crazy. Be in the present with your kids. Take notice of every moment. Ask them questions they can't answer with a simple yes or no. Investing that time with them will stretch out the years and keep your kids' childhood from racing by too fast. To help your family thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Like I always say, behind every great football game is a great football party. And kickoff always starts at Sam's Club.
Find brand name favorites and big game savings at Sam's Club with guaranteed crowd pleasers, delicious snacks, drinks.
And don't forget the big screen.
Special savings and HD TVs from Sony, Samsung, and LG. And check out the latest smartphones from AT&T and Verizon to keep you connected to all the action.
I score more savings with my membership for everything and any event.
See why life is better in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
If you're ready to show off your Texas pride, got just the place for you. It's Texas Trading Post. The website is txtraders.com. It's the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, and it's right here in College Station. So doesn't matter whether you're looking for kind of fun or goofy type gifts, like waffle irons or whatever from shaped like the state of Texas, or maybe you're looking for serious gifts, corporate gifts, gifts for your customers. Texas Trading Post has all that and more. Plus, they have special items to honor our military, firefighters, and law enforcement as well. But if you'd like to find some maps or framed art, they have that for you. Texas metal art for your home or inside or outside your office. Home decor items, all sorts of Texas gifts. High-end bedding and furniture, that can be there too. So whether it's just for a few dollars or something that you really, really, really want to dress the place up with, lots of fun stuff. Lots of serious stuff. It's Texas Trading Post. It's all in one place. That's their website, txtraders.com, txtraders.com. Give the Harvells a call if you want to, 703-7200. But check out the website. You'll find what you're looking for. txtraders.com. It's Texas Trading Post.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, you offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karastan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karastan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down in generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. They don't use just the same New Zealand wool that others are using. They're using the top grade, the very finest wool. Those rugs are built to last. They are very easy to keep clean and take care of.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
It is 7:51. Good morning. I'm Steve Miller with sports. The Aggie football team will host Florida this Saturday at Kyle Field. While Florida has one game under its belt, there are several Texas A&M players who will be seeing the field for the first time in the maroon and white. Aggie coach Kevin Sumlin says each player will approach it differently.
You know, there's positives and negatives to both, but it's how you look at it. And for some guys, it'll be positive. For some guys, it won't be. I mean, it's just how it is. Everybody's not going to be the same coming into this football game, because we do have guys who have not played in a college football game going out there.
After seeing the Gators on tape from last week, someone describes what he took away.
Fast, athletic, good offensive line, guys on defense that can run, an excellent kicker. From our standpoint, you know, knowing both coaches, knowing, you know, Will and his days of his aggressiveness on defense and knowing Brent Peace for a long time, you know, for me, they were extremely vanilla in their approach. I think Coach Muschamp talked about that, wanting to be able to run the ball and throw play action off that and get explosives, and they did that. And so I think it was a way for them to evaluate their program and their players, and they won the game. And
the Aggies and Gators will kick off on Saturday at 2:30 p.m. at Kyle Field. The game will be televised by ESPN, and you can listen to it right here on WTAW, beginning with the Fan Zone show at 11:30. ESPN College Game Day will be at Kyle Field for the Aggies' inaugural game in the SEC. Broadcast scheduled to start at 8 a.m. on Simpson Drill Field. Also, ESPN will broadcast their daily show, College Football Live, right from Simpson Drill Field on Friday at 2:30. Texas A&M says the normal football parking plan will be in effect on Saturday. Stay tuned for more details as they become available. While Alabama is the new number one in the Associated Press football poll, the Crimson Tide replaces Southern Cal, which dropped to number two. Alabama swayed more than enough voters with its 41-14 win over Michigan on Saturday night. USC beat Hawaii 49-10. It's the 47th time Alabama has been number one, the 16th under coach Nick Saban. A good start is what's on the line this time when the New York Giants host the Dallas Cowboys in the NFL season opener tonight at 7:30, be televised by NBC. The stakes were much greater the last time the NFC East foes faced off, which closed regular season. New York won the claim to the division title en route to winning the Super Bowl. Dallas left out of the postseason. Tonight at MetLife Stadium, the winner will take the early upper hand in the divisional race. Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo says the offseason training has prepared them well.
We've taken an approach that we needed to get better. I think we've done that with personnel and with our approach and the way the guys have been committed, and it's been great to see. Now it's time to take it to the field.
The NFL Players Association has asked a federal judge for a temporary restraining order that would allow players suspended in connection with the NFL's bounty investigation to rejoin their teams in time to play the regular season openers. The union, which filed the motion Tuesday on behalf of New Orleans defensive end Will Smith, Cleveland linebacker Scott Fujita, and free agent defensive lineman Anthony Hargrove, argues the players will suffer irreparable harm if they're forced to miss games while their case against the league proceeds. The players ultimately want their suspensions thrown out because they argue the disciplinary process was fundamentally flawed and unfair. Texas A&M soccer sophomore forward Allie Bailey was named the SEC Offensive Player of the Week. Bailey earned MVP honors at the A&M Invitational after scoring two goals in two games over the weekend. The Aggies returned to action at Ellis Field on Friday with a televised game against nationally ranked Long Beach State. 6 o'clock game will be televised on Fox Soccer Channel. The first set of SEC Weekly honors in cross-country included recognition for Aggie runner Weston O'Donnell as Men's Freshman of the Week. O'Donnell finished as the fifth runner for Texas A&M as the Aggies defended their team title at the Baylor Twilight. O'Donnell ran the 6,000-meter course in 19:39.2 and bettered the fifth Baylor runner by 0.4 of a second to give A&M an edge in the team scoring. Andrew McCutchen had his Major League leading sixth four-hit game of the season, drove in three runs to lead the Pittsburgh Pirates past the Astros 6-2 on Tuesday night. The Pirates came in losers of 10 of their previous 13, including a 5-1 setback to the Astros on Monday. Jeremy Guthrie pitched seven strong innings, and the Kansas City Royals got home runs from Alex Gordon and Johnny Giovitelli in a 6-3 victory over the Rangers on Tuesday night. And rain put a damper on Day 9 play at the U.S. Open. Night action was suspended, forcing matches to be reshuffled in order to make up the backlog. That's a look at sports. This report is a service of Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. It's 7:56, and I'm Steve Miller on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees, or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3880 today.
In the 66 years since Beal Insurance was founded, this community has seen tremendous changes, and Beal Insurance has seen its share of change as well. But Orrin Beal and Andy Wynn and their excellent staff continue to uphold the customer service and professional standards they take pride in. Whether you need medical, life, home or auto, or business insurance, their goal is to be the last agency you'll ever need. Call today, 268-1500, or visit BealInsurance.com. Beal Insurance, since 1946.
Christ United Methodist Church invites you to join us for a powerful five-week series on family and marriage each Sunday in September. Individuals and families are invited to come as we learn about family relationships and building community. The series will conclude on September 30th with a covered dish family reunion featuring homestyle cooking, games, and live entertainment. Join our family each Sunday in September at 8:15, 9:30, or 11 a.m. at Christ United Methodist Church, located off Highway 6 and South College Station, just north of the William D. Fitch exit.
Hey, a couple of minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW. The Aggies are a one-point favorite right now? Is that what we hear?
Oh, you would hope so.
Yeah. Now, and I saw the over and under was I thought kind of low at about, for folks who don't know, the over and under is they come up with a magic number and they say, what will the total score be? Will it be over that or will it be under that? That's because, you know, cats want to lay down some bets and she needs to know how to do that. And I think it was 55 or something, which is
interesting.
A little bit low. Not sure. Anyway, we'll see how all that works out. Lots of scoring would be fun. People like to see that. And especially if they're wearing maroon shirts and
I think the Aggie fans would settle for win.
I understand.
Yeah, for
win,
sure.
Yeah,
I think that there's so much buildup that I think the diehard Aggie fan would just take the win that was great start. You know?
You don't even have to be diehard. As a surrogate temporary A&M fan, I would love for A&M to win this weekend.
It's always more fun when the home team wins.
Uh-huh.
It makes life easier for everybody. So Digital Coco, this is an analysis company, has asked a bunch of people. They ask more than 32,000 folks about Consumer Sentiment Index. That'd be your CSI, different than the TV show. And they ask them for, when it comes to companies, who'd they come up with. And number 10 on the list was Chick-fil-A. Number 9 was Noodles and Company. I don't know who they are. Steve, you're well-traveled.
Wait, sentiment are people feeling?
Yeah, well, good. These are good. These are the best loved.
Oh,
these are
okay.
The best loved. Number 7, it's a tie between Hard Rock Cafe and Sourdough Bakery and Cafe. Number 3, Panera Bread. Number 2 is Red Mango. Number one is Starbucks.
Oh,
shocker.
So yeah, great. I'd like it.
Well, again, and there's plenty of them out there. So there you go. Those are the most loved chains out there for eating. WTAW, Thomas Page and Bryant.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's been a big question for Democrats.
I'm definitely better off than I was 4 years ago.
So she and the other delegates will nominate President Obama for 4 more years. The night after the First Lady took the convention stage, Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live in Charlotte.
The Democrats fired up their base last night.
America's moving forward under President Obama's leadership. And that's a fact.
Illinois Governor Pat Quinn, First Lady Michelle Obama later talked about the human side of her husband.
He wants everyone in this country, everyone, to have the same opportunity, no matter who we are or where we're from or what we look like or who we love.
The First Lady also said that those who become successful should share more of that success. And we'll hear from former President Bill Clinton, who takes center stage here tonight. Dave.
Jeff, the Republican who wants to be vice president, keeps up the counterattacks. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
And the Republican ticket calling the first night of the Democratic convention a tribute to government as the solution to every problem.
What you did not hear is that people are better off than they were 4 years ago. What you did hear were simply attacks against their opponents.
A Republican vice presidential nominee, Paul Ryan, saying hope and change has been replaced with fear and smear. Ryan campaigns today in Iowa. The top of the ticket, Mitt Romney, has no public events. Dave.
Jared, a midnight political victory rally turned deadly in Montreal. A masked gunman opened fire, killing someone in the audience, wounding another as they celebrated Quebec's newly elected premier, who was whisked off the stage and not hurt. The shooter was caught later. The U.S. Embassy has been evacuated in Brussels. A security zone set up around it after a suspicious vehicle containing gas bottles was stopped nearby. More people have returned to homes. Isaac flooded in Louisiana, but a week later.
We still don't have power, so we're running generators nonstop, just trying with fans and stuff, trying to dry it out.
Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov. The answers start here.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-thru and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
You know, the folks at Suddenlink have changed the way that I watch television, been doing it ever since I got my DVR, because that way I can capture shows whenever they're on, whether I've got time to sit down and watch them or not. And usually I'm to the point now where I don't watch them when they're on, because that way I can fast forward through and I can watch them a lot faster, and again, when I want to. So if you're not among that group, you really ought to. It'll change the way things in your world as far as television are concerned. And when you take it and bundle it with the internet, even more savings. In fact, while we're talking about the internet from Suddenlink, you can get the fastest internet in town for as low as $20 a month, because Bryan College Station recently received an internet speed upgrade that increased the speeds 50% to 100%. So whether you're downloading music or streaming movies or doing some online gaming, now you've got increased speed from Suddenlink. And of course, the football season starts tonight as far as the NFL is concerned. And, you know, right there you can have 24/7 NFL coverage if you want to get the NFL Network. You can get NFL Network HD and NFL Red Zone HD, so you can enjoy the entire season if you're really crazy for the NFL. And also, don't forget that if you switch to Suddenlink today, you'll receive $300 in credits to help with any of those satellite cancellation fees that you might have to submit to because you're changing off the dish. So give them a call today at 1-800-915-1866. Ask them about the fastest internet in town for as low as $20 a month, and then the SL200 HD TV with free HD. Again, 1-800-915-1866 for Suddenlink.
At Toyota, we care about your car now and down the road. That's why we give you Toyota Care, standard on every new Toyota. That means when you purchase a new Toyota, you can drive with the peace of mind knowing your scheduled maintenance with 24-hour roadside assistance is complimentary for the first 2 years or 25,000 miles. You don't have to worry about engine oil and filter changes. They're covered. Tire rotation? Covered. A complete multi-point inspection and adjustment on virtually all fluids are covered too. It doesn't stop there. You can breathe a little easier knowing you've got 24-hour roadside assistance. That means should you ever get a flat, you'll be covered. And with lockout protection, you never have to worry if you get locked out of your vehicle. Jump starts, fuel delivery, and towing are all part of Toyota's roadside assistance as well. Caring for your car. Toyota Care. Covers normal factory scheduled service. Plan is 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever comes first. The new Toyota vehicle cannot be part of a rental or commercial fleet or a livery or taxi vehicle. See participating dealer for complete plan coverage details. Roadside assistance does not include parts and fluids.
WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A brush fire Labor Day afternoon that was unattended for a short time resulted in threatening homes east of Bryan. Precinct 3 Volunteer Fire Chief Gerald Burnett reminds rural property owners to have someone on the scene with a water source.
What I've noticed myself on my place even this year is that there's trees continuing to die from last year. So you don't know how fast the fire is going to get away from you until you light it. So I encourage people just use a lot of caution. Always report the fires if they're going to burn them and put them out when they're done.
Burnett says it's not a requirement to give advance notice, but it could prevent problems if the controlled fire becomes out of control.
Call our dispatch center, 361-3888. It puts the landowner or the person burning in a lot better position with the fire department, and I believe it puts them in a better position liability-wise because they're showing some due caution when they're actually burning.
Burnett says one of his volunteer firefighters was treated at the scene of Monday's Riley Road fire for an eye injury caused by a hot ember. A Bryan man is in the Brazos County Jail accused of giving an inmate 2 cigarettes. Sheriff Chris Kirk says that led to the discovery of more contraband in the visitor's car.
It was there that we discovered some substantial controlled substances, 1.32 grams of crystal substance that is believed to be methamphetamines, and then some pills.
The sheriff says another inmate also provided information in their investigation.
We do have the inmate behavior management process where we actually develop relationships and treat inmates in a manner that they do often share with us information that is helpful.
Kirk says the original incident took place in an older part of the jail where female inmates and their visitors face each other through a window. The visitor, 35-year-old Jose Mireles, remains jailed. New charges are pending against the inmate, 35-year-old Heather Ragsdale of Bryan, who is being held for violating her probation. College Station police are prepared for this weekend's A&M home football game. Officer Phil Dorsett says that includes their presence in the newly remodeled Northgate District.
We know people will be up there having a good time and just kind of want to remind everyone to, like you said, take it slow, you know, drive cautiously because there's going to be a lot of guests here who probably don't know their way around, and especially going to the new conference, just kind of a whole new group of people we're expecting, and a lot of them. So we look forward to it being a good time, but we know that ultimately we'll probably have some issues, and we're going to be ready for that.
Subject to city council approval, next year the police department could have more officers dedicated to the Northgate area. And the Brazos Animal Shelter has a new name.
We are, yes, Brazos Animal Shelter, formerly, now Aggieland Humane Society.
Okay.
So you will actually, even if you put in our website, BrazosAnimalShelter.org, you will be redirected to AggielandHumane.org.
Okay.
There are some things we're still working on the website, so we know there's a couple of links that didn't exist. So bear with us.
Leah White says shelter volunteers will man a booth at this week's Brazos Valley Fair and also be ticket takers. The shelter's located east of the Expo Complex on Leonard Road. And elsewhere in Texas, a North Texas man, described by his lawyers as delusional, faces a mental examination amid allegations he tried to bomb a pipeline. A federal judge in Sherman on Tuesday ordered the psychiatric evaluation of Anson Chi of Plano. Documents filed by the defense describe Chi as having a delusional mindset that prevents him from understanding the legal proceedings. Prosecutors did not object to the psychiatric evaluation. She has been charged with possession of an unregistered firearm or explosive device in a June 18 incident that left him burned. A bomb allegedly made by Chi exploded on a natural gas regulator in Plano. The device went off prematurely and caused little damage. Chi, who remains in custody without bond, has another court hearing January 7th. Former District Attorney D. Brooks Cofer passed away on Monday at age 90. Cofer served as district attorney from 1969 to 1972 for Brazos County, and in 1972, Cofer went into private practice as a criminal defense attorney. A memorial service for 90-year-old former district attorney D. Brooks Cofer will be held Friday, 11 in the morning, at Faith United Church on Austin's Colony Parkway in Bryan. WTAW News Time is 8:11 at 76 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news at 8:30, or you can find it all day long online at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home, so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids. Relax. It's done.
A&M Consolidated Tiger Football is brought to you this season by these local businesses.
First Victoria Bank, Kellybert Dozer, Subway, Blinn College, Max Food Mart, Elms Orthodontics, Pride Cleaners, ABC Home and Commercial Services, American Momentum Bank, St. Joseph Regional Health Center, and the String and Horn Shop.
You're listening to the home of A&M Consolidated Tiger Football, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you own a business, we know that obtaining affordable commercial insurance is a very difficult task. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we have years of experience helping business find the right coverage. Whether you are a small office or a large manufacturing plant, we feel that W.E. Gibson Insurance can help you find the best coverage at the most affordable price. We're in the Yellow Pages, so call or come by. I think you will see why so many other businesses use W.E. Gibson Insurance for their commercial insurance needs.
813, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Large area of high pressure covers the Gulf and eastern Texas as well as the Gulf Coast. Temperatures will continue to run very, very warm for this time of year. Sunshine and close to 100 degrees this afternoon. Clear overnight, 75 to 80. More sun tomorrow. Highs will be around 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Mostly sunny on Friday with a high close to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Nancy Berry joining us this morning from the College Station City Hall. Yeah, do you remember it wasn't that long ago that how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
Okay. Wasn't that long ago that she, in fact, was the darling of the media?
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
did she work here?
No. Here's a little backstory here. Coach Muschamp used to be on the University of Texas staff, and so he didn't necessarily have nice things to say about College Station when they had kind of this media hoopla thing. So Nancy came in just madder than a wet hen that day and said, we need to do something about that. And so the city sent a video message. And while we don't have the video because we're radio, we do have the audio from that fateful day. And here we go.
Howdy, Muschamp. I'm College Station, Texas Mayor Nancy Berry. A couple of weeks ago, you told the Polk County Gator Club that playing Texas A&M and College Station will be a very SEC-like atmosphere, and that it's one of the few places in the Big 12 you could say that about. Couldn't agree more. But you also asked the crowd, you ever been to College Station? It'll be the only time you go there. I'm not going to lie, Coach. That hurt. We were more than pleased to host you here with the Longhorns in 2009. And I've got to say that for someone who apparently doesn't care for what College Station has to offer, you sure are here a lot. I mean, the photos don't lie, Coach. This was you at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum.
Photoshopped.
At our Starlight Music Series.
Photoshopped.
With Jeff Tay, voted America's favorite food truck.
Photoshopped.
And my all-time favorite, you leading the yell practice on the Texas A&M campus.
Yeah. Yeah.
And at the recent implosion of the Plaza Hotel, you looked like you were having a blast.
That was a great day.
Yeah. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm having our Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau send you a nice gift basket to show there are no hard feelings. I'm even throwing in a bottle of our Messinahoff Winery Muscat Canelli. Today, let's call it Muschamp Canelli. Coach, we're really excited to host you, your team, and as many Gator fans as you can bring with you to College Station on September 8th. Thanks, and gig 'em.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah, there she was. I mean, she threw it out there. Did we get a response?
Yes, we did. Yeah. I did. I got an autographed picture of him. He said, Mayor, you got a great sense of humor. He sent me an autographed picture,
yeah,
his business card.
Did he say, stay away from Photoshop?
No. And then the follow-up is during media days for the SEC, someone asked him about that, and he said, he thought it was great. He said, in all his married life, he's never seen his wife really crack up that much.
Really?
And, yeah.
Oh,
and he said, fun. The best part of this is just blew her away. You know, he said, and she just loved it. So, all in good fun.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Well, just, you know. He can come up here and we can win and they can go home. They can come up here, spend a lot of money in Bryan College Station, Brazos County. We can win and then they can go home. Okay.
Sounds perfect to me.
Yeah, I think we can do that. So in the meantime, but of course, before we get on to other serious things, it's Jethro trivia time.
Oh, ooh. My favorite.
Ooh. Yeah, that's it. It's our oddly little informative news quiz that asks a simple question.
I'm pretty sure Mayor Berry won last time she was on, I think.
Not... No, I have, Kat, I have to tell you, although I have a great record on some things, Jethro Trivia and I haven't quite clicked.
Well, that's okay.
I've got a losing record on Jethro Trivia.
Well, we'll see what we can do today. Today we're going to be talking about do-it-yourself. So here's the trivia question.
Oh, my favorite topic.
You betcha. IKEA, famous for making adorable cheap furniture and Swedish meatballs. No, not really.
They do serve Swedish meatballs.
Yes, they
with
do.
With lingonberry sauce.
Okay, and that's now.
At the IKEA?
Yeah, they do. Now they have announced plans to do what? Are they going? It says they've announced plans to make a whole what? Lingonberry, automobile, Swedish meatballs, or an entire town? Again, IKEA has announced that they will make an entire what? Lingonberry, automobile, Swedish meatballs, or an entire town? Steve, what's the answer?
I'm going to go with the automobile.
Okay. Kat?
The consensus from the newsroom among the informed people in here is we're going to go with number four, the town.
The town, okay. And Mayor?
Well, I'd go with the town, too, because they sell almost everything but an automobile.
Yeah. That's...
And they already have a little cafeteria where they serve meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
And Lingonberry is a Swedish...
Little...
You know, fruit kind of thing that has a little sour taste to it.
Jelly and deal thing.
Yeah, and they already serve that. So I'm going to go with town.
IKEA, by the way, if you don't know, announced their intention to begin constructing budget hotels across Europe. But also the Furniture King announced plans to, in fact, build an entire city district from scratch.
Well, they build it like the store where there's only one way in and one way out?
Well,
with your yellow basket.
Oh, yeah. Drove me crazy. What if I don't want to turn left right here? They have approximately 5 acres of land that they're going to use, and what they're going to do is they're going to have instructions that are as thick as a phone book, and they're going to give out 2,000 little Allen wrenches, and we're all going to have to put it together.
It's exciting.
We passed an IKEA in Italy.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Looked just like the one here.
Yeah.
They all look the same. The first IKEA I went to was in Sweden.
It pretty much, all the signs were they printed in English? They have any English?
English and Swedish.
Really? Oh,
okay. Yeah. The Swedes, piece of trivia since we're on Jethro.
Sure.
Is that the Swedes, if you go to a Swedish school, public school, you start learning English in kindergarten. So, you know, it's like if you think of the tennis players, you know, Bjorn Borg, who dropped out of high school, still spoke English.
Right.
Is that they start learning English is their first foreign language.
Well, I know.
So they can speak multiple languages, but English is their first foreign language, which they start in kindergarten and have every day. So
people in Europe do that. They understand they should learn other languages.
Well, they're in close proximity to each other, so it's, you know, it's like going to Houston. You're in two other countries by the time you get there. So.
And I'm curious, Mayor, do they learn it with an American accent or a British accent?
Swedish accent,
yeah. So,
well.
And you know, the other thing you don't know about IKEA is it's a non-profit organization. Do you know that? They are a non-profit organization. It's probably not legal, but, you know, nonetheless. Yeah, it's like the guy and his two sons are the board of directors of IKEA, and they have more money than God.
But after they've taken their salaries.
Yes, their massive
and
salaries.
There's nothing to say what their salary could or couldn't be.
That's right. Yeah.
Then they did. Actually, Len and I got to go to the IKEA opening of the first store that they built in North America, which was in Vancouver.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
One of Len's students way back when, maybe, you know, 40 years ago, became an executive of IKEA.
Okay.
And he got his MBA with Len. So we got invited. He was actually the store manager actually head of stores for North America.
Wow.
So
Vancouver, not a bad place to be.
Not bad at all.
They won't be opening one in Waukesha. We know that. Well, anyway, all right, so it's time to go on. It's 8:21. We've burned up all of Mayor Barry's time pretty much.
Oh, great.
Which
that,
is
that
just
was
what
so,
she likes.
It's
exactly.
So much fun to be with you. I'll look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks. Okay.
Continuing with our athletics, though, let's talk a little bit about, you know, the 7-on-7 tournament. They got one more extension to have it held on the A&M campus, and SEC doesn't want that to happen anymore. But we've still got facilities around. Is there a chance that 7-on-7 is going to stay here?
Well, we sure hope so. I know the Convention Visitors Bureau has submitted a proposal, and they feel that it's the best in Texas, including San Antonio, Round Rock. So we're very optimistic, and hopefully that it'll, you know, come back because it's a great tournament, and it comes at a time when other things aren't happening.
Sure.
So it's always good to have visitors in College Station that will help spread the wealth.
Fills those holes up again so that the facilities and the hotels are full up. I had Chuck Condrillin in here from the city of Bryan last week, and I asked him this, and so you're the first College Station elected official I've had in since I had that conversation with
Lucky
him.
Lucky me.
There you go.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten the report yet on what the financial impact of doing something with Kyle Field or changing things as far as a venue for Texas A&M football. One of the options had been to possibly move those games to another city while work is done here. We don't have the financial impact numbers yet. It's safe to say it's going to be north of $150 million. I mean, it's a lot of money that we're going to be talking about. I mentioned that as a kind of a precursor because Baylor is building a new stadium, and they went to the Waco City Council and got $35 million from them, about 14% total of the what the stadium project's going to be. And I asked Chuck, and so I'll ask you, what is your feeling if Texas A&M comes to you and says, hey, we want you to pony up some bucks with this process?
Well, first let me say that the deal in Waco and Baylor is totally different than what we'd be looking at here.
Mm-hmm.
Waco, about 30 years ago, talk about foresight or luck, they designated a particular area of town for a tax increment finance zone.
Okay.
So what that means is you have boundaries, and any new building that comes in that area is taxed like everybody else, but it goes into a special fund to help pay for infrastructure and whatnot sure. that goes in
We've
there.
Got it at Wolf Pen Creek here. It's
exactly.
a TIF. I mean, the
right.
both cities,
yeah.
they're common
okay.
now.
Anyway,
right.
what Waco did was TIF this area. So the $35 million that Waco has pledged towards the stadium is really not going towards any stadium construction, but rather infrastructure in this area. They're building a bridge across the Brazos River.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing an area for tailgating and parking lot and those sorts of facilities.
Right.
So it's not actually going towards the stadium itself,
mm-hmm.
but it will certainly, you know, help the stadium that those things are around it. So our situation here is very different because whatever property, they either build a new stadium or they – you know, renovate Kyle Field, it's all going to be on non-taxable state
sure,
land. So we're talking apples and oranges.
Okay.
So we can't do what Baylor did. Now, if the, you know, and as you said, you know, we don't have the study yet, and I don't want to speak with a half-loaded deck.
Right.
So until I saw the study, and I don't believe the university has come and asked for anything, and, you know, possibly – I'd say long shot
mm-hmm.
is, you know, if it was for hotel occupancy tax money, because that would be, and again, I would say it's probably not the stadium, but maybe ancillary,
sure.
like the, you know, like.
Well, I can understand it's not, I can understand it's apples and oranges. I guess what I'm asking is, are we getting a precedent set here where we might see that they would come to you with the idea of, we need to do this. It's going to cost X number of dollars. You are someone who benefits from this. So, hey, how about some money kind of thing?
Well, they haven't asked yet.
Yeah.
So I can't tell you what I'm going to say. and I hate to say, oh, well, if they ask this, I'm going to do that. Because until I see a proposal, until we, you know, we get the homework done, I don't want, you know, as my mother used to say, don't cross the bridge till you get to
yeah.
it. So I'm not, okay, you know, they haven't asked yet,
yeah.
so I don't want to
okay.
say what we'd say because we haven't done our homework yet.
Yeah. It's a slope I really could kind of hate to see us get on. I mean, just
well, in my opinion. I
mean,
understand, too. I mean, they have resources that the city doesn't have.
Right.
They don't have, you know, we have a lot of citizens, but I don't see a citizen saying, hey, you know what, we really need to repave the street in front of my house,
yeah.
and I'm going to go call all my neighbors on the street, and we're going to help pay for it.
Yeah.
I mean, no. I haven't seen that yet.
It hasn't happened yet, has
it? Hasn't
it?
Happened
no.
yet.
No.
So I don't want to say what I'm going to do, but it should have to be a strong argument, and I think hotel tax would have to be the way to go.
Yeah.
But
and again,
and I'm not ready to say that's how I would
sure.
go,
I understand.
If at all.
Okay. Well, I just kind of wanted to generally get your thoughts because I'm not going to be surprised if that gets rolled out and there's some sort of discussion about that once these numbers come out.
Well, and I expect the numbers to be north of, you know, $350 million.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of money.
Yeah,
it's going to be a lot of money.
Yeah, and so yeah. I haven't heard yet whether they're going to try and renovate Kyle or build
sure.
something new.
Yep. Now, budget process, we on schedule? Everything seemed to be going okay there?
Yeah, I think so. Looks like, we're going to pass the effective tax rate, which
mm-hmm.
will be the lowest in 12 years, cutting another $500,000 from the budget, adding police and firemen, going to have hopefully a little money to give, you know, modest raises, like about 2% to our employees.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, when's the fire station grand opening? Do we have a date on that yet?
No, I think the last I heard was it might be ready by, you know, mid-late October, okay. And then there's probably going to be a, you know, punch list that needs to, you know, a little thing here and a little thing there. And so I think we should be open before Thanksgiving.
Lemonade punch, got to put that on there? Oh, well, that's not that kind of punch list. Okay. What else you got for us?
Could be. You never know. I'm sure there'll be an open house to let everybody see it. So it could be lemonade.
Okay,
If you have a preference.
Well, I thought if you're going to have a punch list, I'd like to put my preference on there. What else you got for me?
Well...
Anything of interest going on in the Two Name City this weekend?
Well, guess what?
Tell me.
Florida's coming to town.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know about that.
I figured that.
Been in all the papers.
But anyway, College Station is the friendliest college town in America, according to livability.com.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we know visitors are going to be here. We want them to make them comfortable and happy and welcome. But, you know, there's still construction on Welborn Road. So if you're going to the game or you're going to be around that part university, just remember it's probably going to take you longer to get there.
Sure.
And Northgate, most of the...
The redo over there?
It is about done. There's a couple of items that have been back ordered, so we're ready to... hopefully get the finishing touches on, but most of it should be done. And we just want, you know, our fans to be respectful, have fun, have a great time, root the Aggies on to a big win. But just remember, we've got a lot of people that are new to town coming in, so just take a little extra time to get where you want to go.
Do
especially
I.
if you're going to be anywhere near the campus.
There you go. Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station, thanks for coming in this morning.
Always a pleasure.
It's 8:29.
Harry has a Honda, Holly has a Honda, Howard has a Honda too. Helen has a Honda, Harvey has a Honda, I know what I'm gonna do.
Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on the Accord, Civic, Odyssey, Pilot, Ridgeline, or Cross Tour, or choose a low lease payment of only $250 per month on the popular Accord.
Huey has a Honda, Herman has a Honda, Hazel has a Honda too. Horace has a Honda, Wanda has a Honda, don't you want a Honda too?
Allen's got your Honda.
This year, First Yell will not lack for excitement. The first midnight yell practice before the first SEC home football game in the history of Texas A&M will feature a concert in the zone at Kyle Field, Texas music, Aggie style. That's right, this concert features Texas country music star Robert Earl Keen, Aggie class of 78. Plus the homegrown music of Rick Trevino, Aggie class of 93. And the one and only Granger Smith, Aggie class of 2002. This event on Friday, September 7th begins at 8 and concludes at 11 p.m., 30 minutes before the first midnight yell practice. Tickets can be purchased from the 12th Man Foundation ticket office by visiting their website at 12thmanfoundation.com or by calling 1-888-992-4443. Don't miss Texas music, Aggie style, followed by midnight yell practice. This year promises to be the largest yell practice in the history of Texas A&M.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Every so often, someone is caught trying to sneak items inside the Brazos County Jail. Sheriff Chris Kirk says that happened last weekend.
Fortunately, we were tipped off about them planning this by an inmate, and then we were able to monitor some phone calls and heard their plan, and so we were actually there to witness it and photograph it and stop it after the delivery was made.
The sheriff says catching the visitor and inmate in the act sends a message to inmates as well as employees.
Also puts our staff on a heightened awareness and you know, we don't want to become complacent and miss things that might be a security breach.
New charges are pending against the inmate, 35-year-old Heather Ragsdale of Bryan, who's being held for violating her probation. The visitor, 35-year-old Jose Mireles, remains jailed after his arrest of introducing contraband, in this case two cigarettes, and possessing methamphetamine that was found in his car.
The College Station City Council is currently considering in next year's budget adding police officers to cover the Northgate District. Until then, Officer Phil Dorsett says they will continue as a presence in the entertainment area.
We realize that there are some unique issues that go on there, and we want to make sure that we have officers there that can address that. So none of that's going to change. From the public standpoint, everything should be seamless. As far as a Northgate unit, people have to understand that while we may receive approval for, you know, X number of officers to utilize at Northgate, I would probably look, you know, 6 to 12 months from now, and this is just a kind of a rough guess, actually having that in place.
Dorsett reminds motorists and pedestrians to take it slowly as everyone gets used to the newly constructed streets and sidewalks. All the paid and volunteer fire departments in Brazos County were notified of a controlled burn that became out of control Labor Day afternoon east of Bryan. Precinct 3 Volunteer Fire Chief Gerald Burnett knows from personal experience how quickly a brush fire can get out of hand.
We had a good water supply, but the amount of time it took to walk out to the truck and walk back, the fire had already spread 5 feet across the grass. So it's just one of those situations where the fuel, the way that we've had this dry weather, wet weather, and the high heat really does make it so that you don't know how the fire is going to behave. And the point there is don't leave your fire. If you light something, you really need to stay with it and watch it.
Burnett says landowners should contact the county in advance of setting controlled fires and follow suggestions provided by the Texas Forest Service. Formerly known as the Brazos Animal Shelter, the Aggieland Humane Society may have your lost dog.
And I know there's some dogs in there that are definitely owned by people. We're going to go through and call all the owners and so on and so forth today. However, there's some that don't have any ID on them. So if you're missing your dog, please come by and look. Only you know what your pet looks like. And we would really like to get them home to you.
The shelter's Leah White says signage at the entrance to their property on Leonard Road reflects the new name, as does their website, which is now AggielandHumane.org. Elsewhere in Texas, the state's top agriculture official will talk about security along the Texas-Mexico border in an address before a military support organization. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples will renew his call for more security assets along the border in a speech today in Austin. Staples will address the Texas Capital Area chapter of the Association of the U.S. Army. He's also expected to discuss a report by retired General Barry McCaffrey and retired Major General Robert Scales titled Texas Border Security, a Strategic Military Assessment. The report views the battle against Mexican drug cartels and Texas border security from a military perspective. Staples has argued that Texas farms and ranches near the Rio Grande are on the front line of what he calls a real border war. Former District Attorney D. Brooks Cofer passed away on Monday at age 90. Cofer served as District Attorney from 1969 to 1972 for Brazos County. In 1972, Cofer went into private practice as a criminal defense attorney. A memorial service for 90-year-old former District Attorney D. Brooks Cofer will be held on Friday, 11 in the morning, at Faith United Church on Austin's Colony Parkway in Bryan. WTAW News Time is 8:35 at 78 degrees. We'll have more news at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
Hi, I'm Frank Verisco, Market President for American Momentum Bank. To get your business started or to put new energy into your existing business, do you want just a loan or do you want momentum? American Momentum Bank is building Texas's bank on a foundation of community, service, and strength. That's why instead of just offering loans, only American Momentum Bank offers a unique combination of financial strength, expert guidance, and custom-designed credit and treasury solutions to help grow your business. Carry that momentum over to your personal banking, too, with comprehensive products and services like the Momentum Mortgage, new CD packages, and remote deposit. For banking when you want it. Why is American Momentum so interested in Bryan College Station? Because our leaders live and work here. This is our community, and we want it to grow. To find the nearest of three banking centers in Bryan College Station, Call 774-1111. That's 774-1111 or visit AmericanMomentumBank.com. American Momentum Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
In the 66 years since Beal Insurance was founded, this community has seen tremendous changes, and Beal Insurance has seen its share of change as well. But Orrin Beal and Andy Wynn and their excellent staff continue to uphold the customer service and professional standards they take pride in. Whether you need medical, life, home or auto, or business insurance, their goal is to be the last agency you'll ever need. Call today, 268-1500, or visit BealInsurance.com. Beal Insurance since 1946.
They're celebrating all week long at the Memorial Student Center. It's reopened, and it's been remodeled and changed all around. And so you're invited to come over there this week anytime to see what it looks like now. But there's something special going on tonight, the MSC Wiley Lecture Series, and SCONA, that's the MSC Student Conference on National Affairs, is bringing Robert Reich, an economist, and he served in the Ford, Carter, and Clinton administrations. He'll be here along with Steve Forbes, the editor-in-chief of Forbes magazine. They'll be visiting tonight at 7:30 in the Bethencourt Family Ballroom. That's room 2300 in the MSC. It'll be moderated by Jerry Strausser, who's the dean of the Mays School of Business. And what these guys are going to be talking about is the title of the presentation is Rise of the Rest, Embracing a Newer World Order. And what they mean by the Newer World Order is there are nations that are on the rise economically that will impact the international stage. Brazil, Russia, India, and China, they do it in that order, and they call them the BRIC nations, if you will, have really started to create some international attention in the way that they are trying to move into the arena. Well, that's going to impact the United States as well, obviously, since these countries are looking to be major players. So Steve Forbes, Robert Reich, and moderator Jerry Strausser will talk about that, and it'll be tonight. Starts at 7:30. Tickets are $15 in advance. They're at the MSC box office, the first floor of Rudder Tower. So if you'd like to go hear them discuss that tonight, it's all part of the reopening of the Memorial Student Center on the A&M campus. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Large area of high pressure covers the Gulf and eastern Texas as well as the Gulf Coast. Temperatures will continue to run very, very warm for this time of year. Sunshine and close to 100 degrees this afternoon. Clear overnight, 75 to 80. More sun tomorrow. Highs will be around 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Mostly sunny on Friday with a high close to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go, about 20 minutes till. Hello?
Did I leave my keys there?
Well, I don't know. Let me look and see. It's the mayor. She's on the phone with us. I thought I heard them jingling around in your purse as you were leaving. I think you had them in your hand, really. But I'll look around and see. Hang on just a second.
Well, we can at least pour you a cup of coffee if you come back up.
No, that's all right. Hang on, look over here. Wait. You did. Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, what we could do is we could
hold them for ransom.
Yeah. No, we could drop them down, you know, from the fifth floor. Do you want us to do that?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah, okay. All right. We'll do that. Okay. Kat. Yep. Okay, Kat, you're on assignment now.
Okay.
Okay. You need to come in here.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
One moment, please.
All right. Very good. If I had a really long mic cord, we'd take you out into the hallway, but I don't think I can do that today. And anyhow. It's live radio, which you just can't beat. Okay, here she comes down the hall, right there on the seat, right there. And then wait until the mayor is there and then drop him, but don't hit her, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. And then, yeah, report back to us and we'll find out how all that goes. Hey, in the meantime, I want to give away some tickets to the Brazos Valley Fair and Expo, first ever, coming up. It starts tomorrow and goes through the 9th at the Expo Complex on Leonard Road. 695-1620 if you want to call. I'll get you some tickets here. And this is grounds admission to the fair, and so a pair of tickets for that. And they got a lot of stuff going on, obviously, there. And the hours of operation, they'll be open tomorrow and Friday, starting at 4 o'clock until midnight, and then Saturday from 10 in the morning until midnight. I hope that doesn't break the key fob. I didn't think about that. I guess we'll... I guess it's too late now, isn't it? Well, okay, we'll see how that works out in just a minute. Also, a sneak peek today from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. for you to see the carnival that they've got going on there. $20 with a coupon that I think the Eagle has in there. Gets you unlimited rides on Wednesday, or $25 wristband without a coupon. That's available for you. In the meantime, let's see who wants to go. I got a pair of tickets for you. Who are you?
Sam Barina.
Sam Barina?
Yes.
B-O?
B-A-R-I-N-A.
Got it. All right, Sam, come by Crystal Park Plaza. We've got them for you.
Thanks.
You bet. Hi there. Who's this?
This is David.
David who?
Fuller.
Fuller?
Yes, Fuller. F-U-L-L-I-N.
Oh. Got it. All right, David, come on by here. I got a pair of tickets for you, buddy.
Thanks.
You bet. 695-1620. Who's this? Okay. Who's this?
Seth Scott.
First name?
Seth, S-E-T-H.
Got it. All right. Very good, Seth. Come by here. I got a pair of tickets for you. All right. I think I've got one more pair I can give away. Hi there. Who's this?
Mike Dowling.
All right, Mike. Come by. I got tickets for you. All right?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, man. See you. All right. So how'd it go?
Well, I launched the keys off the fifth floor, and as they went trickling down the side of the building,
what?
It caught itself in the mayor's eyeball.
Yeah.
She said, I'll have to help pay for plastic surgery.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so it worked out all right. Was she there to catch them or see where they landed?
Yeah, they landed a couple feet away, and a little miniature flashlight exploded. But
oh, I hate that. Oh, gosh. Well, dang. I hope the mayor's okay. I hope the mayor's keys are. See, I thought about that after we did that. Is I wonder how the key fob.
Yeah, no, I thought of it as I thought. Is this a good idea?
Yeah, yeah. Next time we'll just have to have a. What we have to do is we probably need to get a string that's five stories long.
That's a great idea. We could have a basket and we can bring it up and down. We could put picnic lunches
well,
in.
Well, but the next thing you know, Louie'd want to ride up. You see.
You know, Louie is an intriguing man.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, we've. Again, I notice you haven't found a new way to describe him yet, and that's probably...
Oh, he's fascinating.
Safe and sane. But anyway, yeah, we ought to... Because in our history, I mean, we have dropped things off of the fifth floor.
So and, I've heard about the coconut snowballs.
Well, we did that. Yeah, actually, Tom launched those off the... out there in our executive area there.
Or the... You mean the place with the...
Okay, so did everything come out okay? Is everything all right?
Perfect.
Okay, the key fob still works. I'm a little concerned about that.
Oh, no. What it was, it's a, one of those little cheapy things that, you know, when you're old and you can't find the keys, it's a little thing that you stick on your
little flashlight deal. Yeah.
And you press a little button, it turns, has a blue light.
Okay.
You can see where the key is when it's dark. I've had it 100 years, and I think it was a freebie, so
yeah, all right.
It's no great loss.
Okay,
and
all right.
The most important thing is the key that, you know, opens and closes the door with the button didn't get disturbed.
So I hear you.
That would be expensive to replace.
Exactly. All right, good. Glad that
anyway,
glad that went
so
well.
It was worth losing the flashlight not to come back up.
I got you. Thanks, Mayor. See you later.
Were you saying, so did you throw them out of the that area, the balcony area with the soccer goal so the buzzards won't roost?
Well, yeah, that didn't used to be there. That was before the buzzards found the station. See, the buzzards only found the station about 3 or 4 years ago. Prior to that, it was okay. It was wide open. But
I'm surprised that it's such a conservative station.
Well,
there was not some other alternative
for getting rid
of buzzards.
No, but here's the thing. No. You can't do that. No, you can't do that. No, the buzzards. And what happened is the landscape has changed so much, and people know that. I mean, the places where the buzzards used to roost, they're getting to be fewer and fewer of them, so they look for high places. And this is one of the taller buildings around, and so as a result, the buzzards decided they wanted to come live here.
So they're basically kind of like grad students, huh?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, they just come in and hang out and don't get a job. Yeah. I know. So, but one day soon, ask Ben to show you his picture that he has. And every once in a while we post it, and we probably ought to post it up on the internet.
I'm surprised Ben only has one picture.
No.
This
particular picture that shows Ben looking at his computer screen. And it's taken from his right side and behind him, because Ben is in an office that has kind of a curved wall. And so if you look at it behind Ben, there's a buzzard sitting kind of looking over his shoulder. And again,
that's so creepy.
It is. It's very creepy. And again, it kind of looks like the day that he was having, I suppose. But nonetheless, get him to show that to you, and that'll be kind of fun. Well, Russell Crowe smells really, 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 really bad, apparently. Star Magazine reports the actor, who's been cast to play the biblical figure Noah in the film of the same name has stopped taking showers to be more realistic.
I'm pretty sure that they still bathed back in the
day. I understand, but maybe not with the frequency.
No, perhaps not.
And again, I'm sure they probably didn't shower.
Well, but, and they didn't eat the same things that we ate, which would make you stink so much.
That's also true. But I'm thinking, Noah probably did dip into the water from time to time. So maybe
just ceremonial cleansing.
Yeah, any of that kind of stuff. Did you hear about this? Dozens of those Harvard students who are being investigated for cheating. Did you hear about that?
No, I have a friend who's at Harvard.
Yeah, they had...
I have two friends at Harvard.
Investigated for cheating. Well, you might see if they're still in there. By the way, some of them now hiring lawyers themselves.
Oh, my goodness.
That's probably not good. That's probably not a good thing. Okay.
Well, no, my friends were not part of the cheaters.
Okay, all right.
They're quality people.
Okay, there you go. Times are hard out there on the old mean streets of Shinoga, Pennsylvania. That's where 17-year-old Josh Ehrenberg claims he was attacked last week while mowing his lawn.
Gosh.
Josh said that a man was driving by, stopped his car, got out, and clotheslined him right off his riding lawnmower. Then, while on top of the man, he T-bowed. You know? Gets down on one knee and does that thing, you know, looking like the thinker.
That's really weird.
It is. Josh said that the man did a Tim Tebow. I mean, that's what he said. He said he did a Tim Tebow after he'd done that. So, I don't know.
That's weird.
It is. Florida. Speaking of weird, Florida teenager arrested on Sunday after calling 911 twice to report that his dreams were real. Mark Welch, 18.
Was this a good dream or a bad dream?
Well, he woke up from a... He didn't really say. He said he woke up from a pot-smoking nap, called 911, and started rambling to the dispatcher. He said he was calling 911 because he told his parents about his dream, but they didn't believe him. Well, the dispatcher asked what's happening. He said, everything that happened today is actually in my dream, and I want to prove it to everybody. Huh? 40 minutes later, deputy came around the house to tell the kid and his parents not to call 911 unless it was an emergency. So,
and stop doing drugs.
Yeah, that too. Well, then the kid went to a neighbor's house and made another 911 call, told the dispatcher, the officer told me not to call back.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if I called back, then y'all would take me to court. So I'm calling back. Dispatcher said, so you want to go to jail? And he said, yeah, I do. So...
They came
and got him.
That is the hope of our nation.
That's what that marijuana will do for
you. Future.
Just letting you know. Hey, how about that Dick Clark thing? Did you hear about the Dick Clark production company?
Nope. Why don't you tell me about it?
It sold yesterday for $370 million.
Good night.
Now, this is the guy who started like American Bandstand, okay? That's how he started. And that was his kind of his seed money. But then he took that and... really just grew it into an entertainment empire to the point that he was the one, his company produced the New Year's Rockin' Eve, the American Music Awards, the Academy of Country Music Awards, the Golden Globe Awards, and also So You Think You Can Dance. So, I mean, all of that was under the Dick Clark umbrella. So pretty amazing.
$370
million.
That's like a little over 50 pretty darn good baseball major league players.
Yeah, I guess that's probably right if you want to look at it that way, or it'd also be a lot of lottery tickets too if you want to look at it that way. But there you go. Now, and just a little trivia there is at one point in Philadelphia, just as he was starting out, he lived in a duplex in Philadelphia, and his next door neighbor was Ed McMahon. You know who Ed McMahon is?
I recognize his name.
I forgot
is
you're a baby.
Is he like football guy?
No.
Is he food service guy?
No, hush. He was the announcer on The Tonight Show for years.
Oh, well, I've never seen The Tonight Show.
I know you haven't. That's what I realized once again that I was telling you something.
People my age have watched The Tonight Show or Saturday Night Live or Mad TV. I just am not one of those people.
I understand,
I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, that's not a problem. But, and he hadn't been on in a long, long time, but... for folks who are, over 40, they know that. But there's your trivia for this morning. All right, it's 8:51.
So you hear that interest rates are at an all-time low. Great news, because they are. They have never been lower. Hi, I'm Debbie Davis, and I do mortgages. Call me and find out how much money you can save by refinancing your home now. Rates are in the threes now for both 30- and 15-year notes with good credit. But the real money is saved in interest over time. Call me at 979-220-3018 or email me at debbie@debbiedavisshow.com. Ask about the radio show special. You'll be glad you did. 979-220-3018.
Broadway's best musicals are coming to the Brazos Valley with the Theater Company's 25th anniversary season. Season tickets are on sale right now, starting at just $75 for all six shows. That includes tickets for The Music Man, A Christmas Carol, Sunset Boulevard, The King and I, 9 to 5, and Spamalot. You can even purchase discounted tickets for special productions of The Rocky Horror Show and Promises, Promises. Buy your season tickets now for the Theater Company's 25th season. Download the order form at theatercompany.com.
How about 8 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW? Car folks doing pretty well. Car folks had a pretty good month, as a matter of fact.
Excellent.
Yeah, I guess so. Hello.
Hello.
Yep. What's up?
Oh yes, I was gonna just visit back to the no bathing in Noah's time that there's no rain, so sometimes it's sort of like that around here.
Yeah.
Dry enough.
Yeah, but we have showers. Fortunately, works out. We couldn't use 40 days and 40 nights. We don't need that. Not at all. Not even close. It's not unusual to find a little story about a guy
it's
who...
It's not unusual.
No, break into Tom Jones. No, okay. Anyway, not unusual for a guy to maybe plan some sort of a memorable marriage proposal. You know, we've always heard those little stories about that. Alexei Baikov, a 30-year-old Russian man, arranged for a fake car crash.
Oh, gosh.
Complete with a movie director, stuntman, makeup artist, and a camera crew at which his girlfriend, Irina Kolakov, could see him... After the car accident, see him bleeding and dead on the ground, okay? And then just totally freak out. How would that be? Yep.
That's horrible.
So that's what they did. That's what they did because, you see, then Alexei's idea was she would realize that she wouldn't be able to go on without him.
Well, how did she react?
Well, she reacted just that way. According to the London Sun, she arrived at the certain location where she found mangled cars, ambulances, smoke, carnage. She said, then I saw Alexei covered in blood lying on the road. A paramedic told me he was dead, and I just broke down in tears.
That's so horrible.
Ta-da! Alexei hops up, says, will you marry me? She said, yes.
Oh, my God.
I know. Really?
That's you got guys, here's a note to all the single gentlemen out there.
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
Yeah.
I used to have a friend who was a youth pastor, and he had a girlfriend, and she dumped him, and he was like, if you don't dump me, I'm going to kill myself.
Uh-huh.
And he ran out into the traffic,
uh-huh.
And he actually got hit by a car, and she never turned around.
Oh, my.
So
very nice. Thanks for that.
He wasn't actually trying to get run over, it happened.
There's our feel-good story for the day.
You just need to watch out.
All right. Hey, car dealers reported the best August in 5 years. They sold 1.28 million cars. Strength was across the board as U.S. American automakers notched double-digit gains, and the Japanese manufacturers like Toyota and Honda reported bigger increases as they recovered from the after effects of the tsunami over there. What makes this especially good news? Well, cars represent America's largest manufacturing and retail sector, so it's kind of important from that standpoint. So kind of an interesting story in GQ magazine, which reveals the candidate's Secret Service code names. Okay. Mitt Romney chose his name himself, Javelin, which apparently refers to the AMC car, since his father, George Romney, was the CEO at American Motors. And his running mate, that would be Republican vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan, chose Bow Hunter, since he is an avid deer hunter.
So I'm assuming they have to make up all new passwords now, huh?
Yeah, well, now that we know them. Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work. Well, I don't know. It's a matter of can you actually hack into the Secret Service network and hear what they're saying. The tradition is that the protectees and their families all have code names beginning with the same letter. So Ryan's wife, Jana's secret code name is Buttercup. See, Bow Hunter and Buttercup, okay? Over there on the Democratic side, President Obama's code name is Renegade. Michelle, Sasha, and Malia also have R names. They would be Renaissance, Rosebud, and Radiance, respectively. Vice President Joe Biden is Celtic, and his wife Jill is Capri. So there you are. Got your Secret Service names now. Code names for all those fancy elected officials. Daily Variety says that Clear Channel, you know who they are.
Yes, I do.
They own a radio station or two, the Evil Empire. Behind a new airport TV network called Clear Vision, which it says will be the first real alternative to CNN service. You ever see that in an airport? CNN airport news?
Yeah, it's always up
which
there.
You can never hear. You know that?
No.
You can never hear
it's always really loud.
Yeah. Oh, really? You think so?
Yes,
oh.
But if I'm trying to read or write or sleep, it's always loud.
Maybe my hearing's shot. I don't know. I always have to walk up and look up at it, and like I really am going to care. But Clear Vision will bring us news as well as music, sports, and entertainment from CBS, NBC, and the Wall Street Journal, and also the Tennis Channel. It will debut this fall in the Raleigh-Durham Airport. They'll be the first in U.S. America to have that for you.
Oh.
There you go. About 3 minutes still. A river in China has been polluted so badly that it looks like milk. Weird Asian News, one of my favorite services, reports the... you speak Mandarin?
How do you spell it?
Q-U-X-I. Let's just call it the Quixi River.
The Chi, I think.
No, Chi?
I think. I'm not sure.
All right. Anyway, it's known as the River of Milk to the locals. But the reason is that it's milky white, apparently because it's toxic. The white color is caused by a massive latex spill which took place. Yeah, so as a result, they're not able to clear it up. They say, however, the company, see, this is China, okay? They pollute the river, and so somebody asked them there at the company about that, and they said, well, nobody's been killed. That's their answer. As long as nobody's been killed. And again, there's 1.8 billion of them.
Nobody's dead yet.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they're saying.
That's
all right,
a
when
fair
somebody,
point.
Yeah, when somebody dies, then we'll look into it. But up until then, no, we're not going to worry about it. Just enjoy it. All right. On this date in history, that means it's close to the end of the show. In 1666, the Great Fire of London burned out after 3 days. 10,000 buildings, including St. Paul's Cathedral, destroyed. What's interesting is only 16 people died. 10,000 buildings. And in 1999, Lazy Boy introduced its first Oasis recliner in Detroit. Designed for TV football fans, the tilt-back chair was equipped with a telephone, heat, a massager, and a cooler large enough to chill an entire six-pack.
Wow, I didn't know it was invented for football
fans.
Well,
I mean, that particular one. Not all of itself. And it looks like they're trying to get an entertainment news. They're looking like...